Hey, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on?
Today, gentlemen, I'm going to honor the coach. It's more honor to take you to the field of battle. But it's another honor to be bestowed upon you. And that is the mantle that comes with that question.
Who am I? I am a champion!
That's right. You need to remember that all through this game. I will conquer what has not been conquered. Defeat will not be in my creed. I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold esteem, honor, respect for my team. I have trained my mind and my body will fall.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will gradually go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will rise violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me.
Who am I? I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down, and I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I? I am a champion!
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It is through continents, it is through countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I? I am a champion!
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body, my limbs are too weak.
Who am I? I am the champion!
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house, in your home.
Who am I? I am the champion!
History will remember me! I will not let one of my enemies die! I will define myself! I will write my own praises! And no one will tell me what I can never be! I will never go out not knowing I've given everything I've got! Cause who am I?
I am the champion!
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 All right, ladies and gentlemen, what's happening? This is Gunn and Pitch. I'm just holding the show down for Puerto Rican Jr. and Lil Tony. And right now, we got your host, Meatball. Meatball will be coming in real soon. And I'll tell you what, I'm up there in the Midwest. I hope to hear a lot from the Michigan Grudge Racers. And hang on for a second. I think this is your host, Meatball, coming on in right now. All right, Mr. Meatball, what's happening, bro?
What's going on, Gunner Picks?
Man, I can't call it Meatball. I'm just holding it down. I'm happy to be in the Midwest. About to lend you guys whatever support I got. You know what I mean? Whatever I can do for the Midwest over in Michigan, I'll be over there. You know what I mean? And we're going to try to get it cracking for 2015.
All right. I always go through my, we got to thank our, big sponsors out there. Clocks Off, Big Fred, the East English Village Bar and Grill, the Motor City Mafia, you Gunner, June, Tone, and rule number one, no snitches. Rule number two, we do not mute mics. And we are, and we always will be live and un-motherfucking cut as usual tonight. I got a nice topic, and I want to get it from the racers, the guys that drive the cars, and from the grudge racers or whatever. And I know a lot of them can relate. And I'd like to send a shout out to Young. The Gold Digger had a nasty Fender Bender yesterday and Mylon, no ET. Main thing that, you know, Street King, my main man Aaron, he walked away, you know what I mean? Without a scratch, probably a little hurting right now. And hopefully he get the gold digger back out there soon. But the topic is, how do one driver feel after he seen a guy hit the wall? What goes through their mind when it's time for them to go down to that, you know, go down to the 660 or the 1320? I mean, what goes through the driver's mind after they just seen a friend or, you know, anybody, you know what I mean, hit the wall, you know what I mean, or scrape the wall or lose control of the car? You know, what goes through the next man's mind when it's time for him to let that trans brake button go or foot brake or whatever they use, you know what I mean?
All right, Meatball.
Gunner, you on there, Gunner?
Yes, sir, Meatball, I'm on. I tell you, we have 313-4595. 313-4595, your mic is open. Go ahead and speak to your host, Meatball.
I'm just listening.
Okay. Let's see here. 313-6547. Your mic is open. I got your host, Meatball.
What's up, Gunny? What's up, Meatball?
What's going on?
Big Fred, just checking in, trying to see what's going on.
Big Fred, man, you know what to do, man. You know what I'm saying? We here another Sunday.
I know that's right. Caught a ticket with my fam, with my family, and my best brothers out the gold diggers, my man Aaron. You know, the gold diggers gonna be back real soon. He walked away, everything worked out for him, so, you know, that's the first and foremost. He's all right, so I'm glad to hear that.
Right. That's number one.
So, you know, but this week I need to get with you. I need to get with you, Tone, and we gotta chop it up, you know. So
no problem. I'm
gonna make a date, and we're gonna sit down and go over some things we need to go over. You know, it's all about family. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and,
right.
We got some family that like any other family is always. Some, you know, everybody's not even on the same page, but it's family. And that's first and foremost. And we had a family, and we got to work our shit out. Now I'm going to leave it at that, you know.
Okay. Big Fred, you know, hey, you could have called me. That's not a problem, man.
Right.
Big Fred, you at the bar? You at the bar right now, Big Fred?
Actually, I'm in route right now to East English Village Bar and Grill. I got a little party going on over there right now, a bunch of people over there right now, so I'm on my way there right now. We go make sure everything's going all right for those that's there right now. And anybody out and about not doing nothing, come on down to East English Village Bar and Grill, 16915 East Warren. It's going down tonight, you know. Old school Sunday. We do what we do over there, you know. So,
and they will have the football, and they will have the game on up there tonight.
Oh yeah, the game on tonight. We got Monday night football tomorrow night. Tailgating at the bar. We gonna do a big tomorrow at the bar, you know. So, anybody doing that tomorrow? Come on and holler at your man. Monday Night Football, you know, we got the food going on, we got the grill going, you know, so come on and show support for our Detroit Lions and for the Motor City Mafia and East English Village Bar and Grill, you know.
All right. And East English Bar and Grill is the home of Young Money Racing
call-out
parties. So.
Yes, sir. Young Money, goddamn, never scared, ride or die, all the Motor City races. That's our home. That's our grill's bar. So, you know, everybody's coming out.
Hey Fred, how'd you leave Gunna Picks out?
Yeah.
Like for real. When I'm over in the Motor City, man, I'm gonna come party and drink and eat too, man. How come I can't have a home at Old English Bar and Grill?
You got to just call your man, and I'm gonna put you where you need to be.
I'm saying, but you know, you just excluded me, man. I like to come and eat and drink too, man.
You're never excluded. You're never excluded. You're the icon of the mafia. You're the icon of the Midwest.
Oh my God!
The clock off.
He said,
John Ford comes
out.
John Ford, when he comes, is Motor City.
Can you please bring this number at 313-9502?
All right, 313-9502. Your mic is open right now.
What's happening, everybody?
Street King, man, what's going on, Street?
Not much. A little sore, working.
What's up, Street?
We were just talking about the, you know, what you went through yesterday, and you know, you as a, and I know I'm gonna give everybody a quick interview of this. You know, you as a driver, Street, man, you know, you've been through it all, you know what I mean? You know, we ain't gonna shortcut, you've been through it all. You know, when you buckling your seatbelt in and you locking yourself in and you know, you putting your fire suit on and all that, man, and going down that track, Street, how do it feel, man, to go like a couple cars behind a car that you know, that wrecked? You know what I mean? What goes through a driver's mind, man?
Is it oil? Is anything out there slippery? I mean, it's a lot. You see somebody else doing it, and you be strapped in, thinking, damn, you be want to take the other lane, and how far out was it? You just ask everybody, like, man, calm down. You in the car? They cleaning it up. But in your mind, whatever just made them wreck, you think still out there, and. Know how as much power these cars make now. Shit, you spin the tire like it ain't shit. Had the 500 foot mark.
You know, I had to ask, man, because shit, I mean, you know me, being out there yesterday, you know me, you know, jogging. I ain't going to say running. You know, I jogged down the track. You know what I mean? You was in good spirit, you know what I mean?
I mean, we bracers, man. Anything can happen. Anything. No matter, you sitting there with a motor bigger than anything you ever own in your life in that car, making so much horsepower. Hey, everybody, tomorrow, I got this. No, you don't. And I clearly didn't have it either. I don't give a fuck who he is. You get lucky, like I said. But, I mean, it could have been worse. I could have went to the hospital or something. Like, but Johnny Quick was pretty bad, you know. But, I mean, I just, shit. There ain't nothing you really can do, but you in there for the ride. That's it. I'm just waiting on it to stop.
I just want to know what goes through a man's mind after you go behind somebody. You know what I mean? Like you said, you know, you ask yourself a lot of questions, you know what I mean, before you know what I'm saying, before you, while you're doing that burnout, like, damn, you know what I mean?
But like I said, most of our hands be in the track cleanup crew, so they don't want to clean it up. And, you know, I hope they go through the same thing. Like, we got to get these guys a track, so make sure ain't nothing out there. And show them. So let's get this stuff up right, you know. But I mean, that track was on kill. I ain't gonna lie. I just had a little problem and did some other changes, and it didn't like it when it got out there. It left, but it just didn't like when it got out there. It was a little too much, and got away from me.
Yeah, I mean, if everybody didn't see that, man, you know, I thought, me personally, I thought the car was gonna flip, roll over.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, it didn't though. And it would be worse than what it is. It's just a front end.
Right.
Actually,
I just got to
taking the motor out of it. Yeah. I about to take it to the frame shop, put on the machine, Bobby T's just now. But I couldn't get the motor out. I had to get the thing. Rich had it, so I just took it out.
So,
actually.
So Gold Digger is on a speedy recovery.
Oh yeah, up in Valdosta, on 30s or 20s, whatever that is.
Damn.
What's up, Street? What's up, Ball?
Mo, what's going on, Mo?
Man, ain't nothing, man. Just sitting here watching a little football, a little entertainment today. That's about it.
Timo, what's happening, man?
Hey,
Tom, what's going on?
I hear they don't be petting on you over there, man. What the fuck, man? You got to stay out of the shot, man.
Hey, Tone, man, they sent a video, Tone, man, to me, man. Somebody just sent me a video, man. Talking about Tone was over there, man, paying off like a slot machine. I said, nah, my motherfucking homeboy.
Yeah, man, them boys beat up on me over there, ball.
Man, Skin said he might come on your show today and shit.
Yeah, man. Skin was hard on me, man. I went over there and I stepped out my league, and Skin had to put me in line, man. But, hey, we had a – not we. Sham and Leroy had a damn good show, had a real nice turnout. I mean, perfect weather. And, you know, we had a ball. And as always, you know, Shacktown showed – aside from the racing, they showed me plenty of love, man.
Hey, little Tony. Is that little Tony?
Huh? Oh, uh-huh. Shit. Willie, hold on. Give a big shout out.
No, hold on a minute. If that's little Tony, first I want to say, Gold Digger, I know Gold Digger had to go to the emergency room, but I've heard little Tony, they put him in the emergency room and put him on suicide watch. He got his asshole blowed out so bad.
Hey, you heard right, dog. They was hard on me over there, but... I kept fighting, dog. I wouldn't give up. I kept swinging.
Yeah. I wasn't talking. This is your show and everything. So, you know, you got to let the guests get on first. So, first, I want to say to Gold Digger, man, and the team, man, I'm glad he's doing all right. You know, the car can be fixed, and I'm glad he all right. That's the first thing I want to say. Is he still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, man. I'm glad you're all right there, Street King. That's Street King, ain't
he? Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, man, I'm glad you're okay. But that was a good question. They just asked what you think. Now, me as a veteran driver, I don't know about anybody else, but to be honest with you, I'm going to be honest with you, and a lot of people might agree or might not agree, but as a driver, and I think I've been doing it longer than anybody on the phone, probably, when I see somebody wreck in front of me and all that, to be honest with you, I try not to think about a damn thing. I try to blank all that out of my mind because, see, if you start thinking about what done just happened in front of you, that's going to make your reflexes and everything else be a little bit off, too. So if you do get in trouble, you're going to be a half a step behind. So me, when I go up there, I just try to make like it didn't never happen. That's the way I try to play it.
I'm glad, yeah. Thanks, Willie Dog, man, because, I had to ask that, man. You know, hey, same question to you, little Tony, man, you know, if you're still on. Man, you know, what goes through your mind, man, after you go a couple of cars down, the, you know, behind a car that wrecked, man? You know what I mean? What goes through your mind, man?
I'm like, dog, I block it out, you know, because, I mean, a good portion of drag racing is psychological, so you don't need that distraction on your mind.
Right.
When you're making that pass.
And little Tony, now, I got to admit now, I had a couple of people call me talking shit, but I hear you sound, you don't sound like your old enthused self, but one thing I can say, people out there, when you get your ass blowed out, it's going to be some people that like to hear it, but one thing about it, you can't get your ass blowed out sitting on the goddamn porch. The only way you get your ass blowed out is out there racing, baby.
Hey,
somebody got to win,
hey, no.
And somebody got to lose. So, little Tony, props up to you, even though you got your ass over, props
hey,
to
no.
you for racing, man.
Hey, dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no. See, Tony came over there. He must didn't watch Friday. And you know, they told him, he said he came over there talking about, man, Pops want me to get that Beach Cruiser back. You know, it's like sort of it's like both of us. And they didn't tell him what happened. He came over there fucking with Debo and got his ass knocked out. And they came over there, man, get your ass up and go back home, man. Go back on over there, man.
So you know that Godzilla don't get on here. Unless he winning, man. He must have went over there and hate him.
Hey,
man,
Kimo.
We ain't heard this motherfucker. We ain't heard this
hey,
motherfucker's voice in 6 months, man. 9-on-1,
hey,
so much that they throw his asshole out. You ain't heard nothing from Kazillionaire.
Hey,
now you
and
got
still,
over
hey,
there.
Listen. Hey, and I'm still at it. What you doing over eating a bunch of motherfucking food on the goddamn show? That's all the fuck we hear you doing. You don't show up at no goddamn shows or nothing, so shut up.
Gazillionaire.
Shut up.
We,
shut up.
Hey, Tony. Regulator Racing did get a win here last night, man. So,
hey, Tony.
Watch your motherfucking mouth the way you talk to me.
How you doing, Tony? I ain't fucking with Keith. We ain't talking about shit. We don't see him at the track or nothing. Tony, how you feel, brother?
Oh, I'm wonderful, man. I'm wonderful.
That's good, man. I'm all right, man. You know, we get ready to go in the battle in a little bit. So, you know how that shit go.
Do they use those removable stitches when they put them in your ass, or you got the one that you got to take and go back to the drop and get taken out?
Hey, dog, let me tell you about Tone. Let me tell you about Tone, dog. Tone told them people, he said, man, get the fuck out of the way. He said, man, I'm trying this motherfucker no matter what. God damn it, he went up there and ran the boy. Hey, dog, you know who he ran, didn't you?
Who he run?
Dog, the man should, I don't even want to say the man name. He should have gave Tony something. He should have gave him 2, 3, 4 or something. He should have gave him something. But Tony,
who he run?
I'm
tell us about who he run so everybody know if they don't know.
Man, he ran Cadillac slow. Man, he has Shirley Modine ties on. He had window bars as long as the car, 2 hood scoops, one on top and one in the middle of the car and all that shit. Had them little Tone sent me off. I went to the hospital with him too, dog. I ain't gonna lie. I went to the hospital with him too, dog. Hey, Tone, I went to the hospital with you too. I ain't gonna lie. Man, that shouldn't even been no race, dog, to be honest with you.
I fought y'all now. They said Tone went up there and got his ass knocked out the first time. He said that wasn't enough for him. He went back and got his ass tore out again.
Yeah, but see, this time, it was something more in his class. That other shit with them 1733s and them long-ass willy bars and them 2 hood scoops and this motherfucker, he don't shouldn't even be running them period at all.
Oh, the man had 2 hood scoops? He said 2. He had 2 hood scoops. God dang.
Tell him what he have on the car, Tone.
Yeah, he lying. Hey, dog. I appreciate the way they came over there talking to me, dog. So I went on and swung on him.
Yeah,
ego. That goddamn ego will get you fucked up every time. That ego will get you fucked up.
But dog, I had to give it to him. Tone said, "Fuck it, man. I'm here to try something." Now, when we ran him, you know, we ran him with the little street car, which was more in his class. But that other shit, when he ran that motherfucking Shirley Modine car, that wasn't even in his class. He shouldn't have been running him at all, period. I wouldn't even consider that no race.
Hey, Willie Dog, when I seen the video, Willie Dog, man, when my man did a burnout, man, he went to the 660 mark. That's how big his tires was, man.
Damn.
I said, who the fuck is this Tony racing?
But we all had fun though, man. It was a good show. We all had fun, and
yeah, we had a blast.
Oh hell yeah, we had a blast.
Man, had a real good shootout. What was about a 16 car field?
I think so. It was so much shit in there, man. I couldn't even. I'm just sitting there. But you know what, though? You know who stole the show, dog? Them motherfucking mosquitoes, because them motherfuckers was biting like a motherfucker. They stole the whole motherfucking show. I was like, God damn. Now, the mosquitoes stole the whole show for real. They had the real shootout. But they was fucking up.
As long as I been going to the racetrack, I ain't never known no mosquitoes to be at the racetrack, man. Never. What kind of goddamn mosquitoes y'all got that was at the racetrack?
Hey, Tom, would you tell me no mosquitoes was up there?
Hey, dog, they don't be at, I noticed this too, dog, they don't be at the tracks in the south, but these tracks in the north, man, the mosquitoes is vicious.
You ain't lying now. I'm serious now because I swear, I ain't never seen no mosquitoes at the track. But you serious, bitch? Y'all got mosquitoes up there for real?
Hell yeah, man. They were biting the shit out of us up there.
Hey, dog, these ain't mosquitoes. These is bats we got. Them things be trying to suck all the blood out of you.
They had the real shootout. They was by
a
gazillion. Now they know
he's
sweet meat, baby.
Yeah. That's why you only come out at nighttime, scary motherfucker he is. You don't come out in the daytime.
Sweet meat right here. Let me get this and suck some of this sweet Kool-Aid, man. They gazillion there ain't got blood. It's hot pump Kool-Aid.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Timo, I come out in the daytime, not nighttime.
Hey, we got an announcement. I want to personally invite everybody October 18th to No Limit Raceway. We're going to have a grudge event slash it's going to be my birthday party. So even if your car not ready or you're not in the mood for racing, I want everybody to come out and break bread with us for my birthday bash at No Limit Raceway, October 18th. We're going to have two shootouts. It's going to be a no-cage street car shootout and a streetable car shootout. $250 buy-in, $2,500 payout, plus a trophy. And as always, we're going to have hospitality tents set up with free food and beverages, DJ, and, you know, we're gonna do it up big. We're going to hang out and party all day. So I want to ask everybody to come on out and support at No Limit Raceway in Morocco, Indiana.
Well, Tom, how many ambulances you going to have on standby? Because, shit, when you invite everybody, you know there's going to be a lot of motherfuckers going to need to go to the emergency room. So is you going to have the paramedics on standby, or are you going to have the paramedics set up there?
Well, you know, we us from Michigan plan to just bury you Windy City people right there at the drag strip. We're not even going to send y'all out.
All right, this is Big Tim. I was saying I wanted to ask a question since we got Dog, Little Tone, Chemo, Veteran, and Aaron, which is Street King, all them guys on here. You know, when I just wanted to ask a question. When people who are on the sideline and in the stands tell, and they be sitting around talking, and it upsets me, so I just thought I'd throw it out there since we're on the show. How do people know what a driver go through when he's in a car that make that kind of horsepower and make that kind of mile an hour out there on the track? And the track ain't that wide. You're only running the eighth or the quarter mile, 1,320 feet. And you got these cars that are making all kind of power.
Tim, let me say this. Let me push pause before you get too worked up. The best drivers you will ever meet in your life is the one sitting in the bleachers. Then the best drivers you will ever meet in your lifetime.
Every Rick can tell you exactly what they should have did. They can tell you
That's exactly what I wanted to bring to the show right quick, because everybody out here in the on the other side of the fence always talking about what the driver should have did, that he could have did that. I don't understand why he did this and that. And I have not had experience that Dawn and Little Tone and Chemo, all y'all have had, but I have raced. And Little Tone, you know that. But when you get in one of them race cars and make that kind of power, man, whatever happens, and Aaron said the same thing, he said you got to go for the ride sometime, because ain't nothing you can do when something is happening so quickly that even your human reactions can't even keep up with it. So I don't understand where all these super veterans come off when they're on the other side of the fence talking all that garbage about what somebody should have did. What they need to do is get they staking behind in one of them cars and show me what they can do.
They ain't never jumped off in one of them motherfuckers. I'm going to keep it 100, man. I call myself, I'm going to drag my race car. Man, that motherfucker went over 10 pounds of boost. Oh, shit, this ain't for me, goddamn. Look at this bitch right now.
Hey, Chemo, is that the pass you made at Milan, Chemo?
Yes, sir.
Chemo, can I tell you what I think, Chemo? I know what you ran, Chemo.
Oh, yeah?
Chemo, you went 1140. Chemo, you went 1140 at 192 miles an hour.
See, I've been faster than that just in an all motor car. But when that motherfucking boost come in there, I ain't never experienced none of that shit. I didn't want none of that shit either.
Yeah, but that's what I wanted to ask the veterans out there, how they felt about it, because I just can't believe some of the stuff that I hear on the outside and on the other side of the fence talking about what a driver should have did, and I just can't believe that stuff come out their mouth, man.
Yeah, Tim, it, like say, as a driver, you know, you hear non-drivers say that. You won't hear a driver say that. Because when you're in them cars, you're out there running, you know, a 100 and some change miles an hour in them cars, or you ain't even got to be going that fast. You can lead a starting line. And just the G-force from the car and the car making an immediate right and hit the wall, you get the impact before you even realize what happened. You know what I'm saying? Because it's happening in milliseconds. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing you can do. Like you said, you going along for the ride. You know, I done got crossed up in cars before and was able to, you know, the car come to a stop. And, you know, sometimes people are, oh, man, you was driving that thing. No, I wasn't.
It just, I agree with
you. You know, in some situations, it's certain things you could do to try to save a car or correct a car. But then sometimes, like I say, I mean, you could be out there running. It feel like you're on the path of your life. And next thing you know, you upside down, you barrel rolling, you know, you in the wall. I mean, it happened before you know it. You know, sometime when they trying to get loose and, you know, you hold them, you know, it's certain things you can do, you know, to try to correct it. But, like, from what Aaron described to me, he said, you know, basically he felt like he was on the path of his life. And next thing you know, the car was sideways. That man can't think or react that fast because by the time you realize, whoa, what is this? What's going on? You know, it didn't happen. So, you know, it's too late to react. You know, your brain can't think that fast. So,
yeah.
You know, a driver, a racer will sympathize for what that person go through. And, you know, they'd just be thankful that the person is all right because they know that, you know, anytime a guy wreck a car, you know, that could have been them.
Let me dumb that down for some of the people that don't really understand what he's trying to say. He basically trying to say when a joke asks you, hey, man, did that scare you? You said, no, man, it didn't scare me. It didn't scare you because just like he said, you didn't have time to think about it. I have been on a damn wreck and jumped out the car laughing because it didn't scare me and went back and looked at it on the damn film and damn near shitted on myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have time to think, man. It just happens. And like you said, you be along for the ride. God be driving that car. All you doing is be sitting in the seat, holding the wheel. That's all you be doing.
That's right.
Right. Because I heard, you know, that I wasn't there, and I heard that Street King had a fender bender, you know. And I said, oh, man. And everybody was telling me he had a fender bender. But ain't nobody told me the man was okay.
Most of it on Facebook, damn near, I read it as soon as it happened, because they asked me, talking about who you like between him and Jimbo. I said I liked the damn gold digger against Jimbo. Everybody said I was a damn fool. I still think if they get the car back running like it was running, I still like them against Jimbo. And y'all can laugh at me if you want them, but that's what I think. I think he fucked Jimbo up.
Yes, sir. Well, that's all I was saying. You know, a lot of times like, you hear a lot of stuff, but I didn't hear nobody tell me the man was okay. And I'm like, well, yeah, okay, he had an accident, but is he okay? You know, so I had to call him myself and say, hey, man, you all right? Yeah, okay, that's all I wanted to know. I know you had a fender bender, but I didn't know if you was okay because that was the news that traveled so fast. And I was like, well, is the man okay? You know, and then everybody started talking about he should have heard. I heard he could have did this, and I know he should have did that. The man just told me. I just said, man, this don't even make no darn sense, man. So that's all I wanted to say about on the show. I get back off and, you know, get quiet because Lil Tone, I get upset like quick and then I get emotional and that. So yeah. Then I have to call my counselor, call them guys and calm me down, man. You know, so I'm going to sit back and enjoy the show. And I just wanted to throw that out there to some of the veterans and see what they thought about that because there's a lot of, you know, guys that's driving the car on the other side of the fence.
Yeah.
A lot of drivers try to prove a point driving the car, too, and carry a car way too far. You know what I mean? That puts themselves in that situation.
Yeah.
Most guys that ain't got no car always got something to say. So. I've been in that stand to hear them boys talk crazy about guys that's trying to do the racing. Well, you ain't doing shit but sitting in this stand talking about somebody. Where's your race car at, homie?
Yeah, that's a true statement there. Yeah, but I didn't want to throw the show out of smack, man.
Well, since y'all talking about wrecks and everything, just to throw something out there, since this is an up north show, to be honest with you, a Midwest show, however y'all want to call it. Now y'all see how these motherfucking cars done got so fast and everything, and we talking about wrecking. So why do y'all still want to run that goddamn quarter mile? Just think if you goddamn it, once you pass that eighth mile, how bad it is, and then you go to the quarter and wreck. What y'all think about that, since y'all like to run that damn quarter mile?
Hey, dog, let me stop. Do you know the last time the South come up here, the North sent them back home with ass packs on?
Well, I was there, though, and I don't mind. If I come to a man's house, I'll be the first one to say, if y'all the one dummies that change, if you come to my house and I run the quarter mile, that's what the fuck you gonna run if you in my house. If you don't, stay your ass at home. I'll say it like that. I mean, I don't mind running the quarter if I come up there.
I mean, I'm just saying the Northern got out of the quarter mile and they cutting asses to the 8 mile.
We was at mile and them, but you gotta realize you had a 40 motherfuckers against 3, so you can't say that shit, so we still a kick y'all motherfucking ass.
You say you had how many?
No, y'all had about 40 motherfuckers against about 2 or 3 of down south guys.
Well, that's how it be when we come down there. It probably hit about 2 or 3 of us and me about 100 of y'all.
I know y'all, at first, y'all ain't had no choice. That's where all the action was. Now that y'all done started doing a little bit more action, well, now it done started evening out now, though. But y'all ain't had no choice but to come down there. That's why these motherfuckers never would trail up there. Now, if we come up there and y'all kick our ass, that means for some get back, we got to come back up there then. So that'll keep that shit coming both ways then.
Well, you know, the boys on their way down to South Georgia Motor Stretch are running down on race car. When is it?
20th.
Even Street King locked in to come. He already locked in down there.
Where you supposed to be coming to?
Ronnie Brown.
That's Bad Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Bad Austin should be a hell of a racer. They should have a pretty good racer, Dan Pete, one too. This next week coming up too. I think Dougie and them got rained out down there, down in the Arkansas yesterday in the day. I think they didn't get a chance to do nothing down in Arkansas, right?
No, they didn't. Yeah.
Hey, we look at all that background. Now, somebody washing motherfucking dishes. Tell your old lady to wash them fucking dishes. Goddamn, little Tony got his asshole blowed out. Goddamn, isn't it? Shit, I thought I want to be the first one to get on his ass.
We got Meatball, Little Tony, Chemo, Street King, Gazillionaire, Big Tim, Hootie, where you at, Hootie? You wanted to come on and say something. Junior from Regulator Racing, your mic is open. Come on, y'all, come on with it.
Y'all seem like everybody's mic got closed off. I don't hear no noise. Gonna they get knocked off or something?
You know, let me reset this thing. Let me take a look at it. Let me refresh this stuff. Nah, everybody's mic is open. We even got The Rock on the phone. Let's see here. 773-2199. Your mic is open. Where you at?
Governor, what's going on, man? It's Hootie, man.
What's going on, Hootie? I just called your name. All right, Hootie, what's going on?
Tony, what's happening with you, man?
All right. Hootie,
what's happening with you?
Just hanging out.
Hey, Tony,
I'm on mute.
Chilling, man. Yeah.
Street King say he's finna come down there and cut some of them boys' heads off down there by Boston.
Street King gonna come down there and get his dick knocked in the dirt. That's all he's going to do down there. He might be tough up there. He come down there, he's going to get his dick knocked in the dirt.
Hey, I got one thing to say to Vic. What's that guy's name? Kazilla Doodoo? I mean, Kazilla there? Or whatever you call Poo. Tell him to get him a car, and I'm going to cut his nuts out for him.
Hey, Cadillac.
I'm on mute.
Slow down.
Yeah.
Slow down, Cadillac.
Hey, Kimo. Kimo, you stay out of law enforcement conversation. You know, you're on Band-Aid patrol right now. You can't talk.
hey, Cadillac, Gazillionaire ain't got no, can't get no race car. He either got to run a minivan or one of your Cadillacs, man. You know Gazillionaire too big to get in a race car.
Hey, whatever Gazillionaire get in, I'm going to knock him off. Whatever he get in, I take my big truck and knock Gazillionaire off. I knock Gazillionaire if he want to run on foot. I will run him on feet. Because he's nothing. He's nothing.
Get your Eastern West foot ass down, motherfucker. I knew you were going to say something stupid. Get your Eastern West foot ass down.
I got you out the bushes, didn't I? Didn't I get you out the bushes, Coca-Cola?
Get your goddamn foot ass
down.
What
you like
with your
Sprite, baby? What you like with your Sprite? Act like you want to do something, Kazillionaire. I let you off the hook yesterday. Get
your ass down.
Get down, Kazillionaire. Get down, Kazillionaire. On the 18th, I want to see you, Kazillionaire. On the 18th, I'm going to whoop you in the house.
Man, please. Where you?
Hey,
nah, I come
hey,
on. You on foot right now.
Hey, man, I ain't trying to hear that. Where the fuck is the retired martial lord? I heard he put in some work yesterday, man. Where is he at?
Hey, one thing I want to say to the Kazillionaire, get you a cop. I'm taking on all Kazillionaire. I want Kazillionaire. That's my man. I got to show him something. We're going to go get two rental cars, and we're going to get out. Something slow that so he can get up out and get in and get out real quick.
Man.
On the 18th.
Can I get three love on the line? I know he got something to say. He done ran over a motherfucker over there, man. Get him on the phone.
I'm running to listen. I have some background noise. I went on mute.
Where's Three Lug, man? Three Lug on, man. Who did he kill over there yesterday?
He killed Ross.
Is that a part of Cadillac Camp?
No, they are. That's what is it? Wild Hunters Racing.
Yeah, that's Wild Hunters Racing. As a matter of fact, not only did Three Lug kill him, Three Lug killed him, buried him, dug him up again, and killed him again. That shit was ugly.
Wait a minute, man. Hey, Gunny, did you put up a video of Three Lug's new car?
Man, I'm scared to put it up, man. I'm scared to put that video up, man. You know, me having that piece of junk in my computer might tear my shit up, man.
Hey, y'all. Three Lug car, goddammit, boy. Like the Tony Wright car, goddammit. That motherfucker so motherfucking raggedy. That was like Tony Wright of the North.
You know what? You might be on the phone, man.
That motherfucker raggedy. But when that motherfucker come to line, hey, real talk, hey. Three Lug car raggedy the motherfucker, but when that motherfucker come to live, hey. I feel sorry for motherfuckers on Saturday's ass, but guess what? We sure got ass whooping for his ass coming, though. Eastside Strangler style. Know that.
Man, listen.
Get his ass on the mic.
Hey, you know what? I knew you was going to talk shit when that man, you weren't going to, you weren't even going to race him. He out at the track racing, and you still talking shit. You better not let Three Lug hear you talking shit. He going to cut your ass.
Man, he broke yesterday, man. All our cars broke yesterday. What you talking about?
I say, you know what? That's normal. Every time a motherfucker get their car, a lot of motherfucking shit just go to breaking and shit. Three Lug got that car.
Oh,
man.
Wow.
Shit that went to breaking and shit, boy. Three Lug going to cut your ass, boy.
Man,
I'm
going to
bet Three Lug on y'all. These side strugglers, I'm going to bet Three Lug.
Hey, bet with him. Please, dude.
One thing
hey,
about
you know what,
Three Lug, He trained the goat.
Hey, listen. Hey, listen. I'm going to tell you something about you, love. That's my man, 50 grand and all, G. That's one motherfucker every vent he going to go. That's really why I fuck with him. I respect that man. That man going to get down. No bullshit.
Your man going to get on your ass when he find out you talking shit.
Hey, listen. We already the first three love, love, man. So we ain't worried about three love.
You ain't fucking my best,
man. We broke, motherfucker. We broke.
Yeah, I know. You knew that man Collins out there. That's why you...
Man, listen. We broke round one of the motherfucking shootout.
You mean you ain't have to get in the shootout. You could have had that test pass right there on the side of three love.
Three love wasn't ready yet. Hey, who's there? Hey, Mr. Hootie.
Hey, Three Love.
It's Three Love on the mic. I blow your back out, motherfucker. I hear you talking shit. I blow your back out.
Hey, Three Love. Hey, Three Love. I want my motherfucker 5%, motherfucker.
You can't. Hey, I told you that dog had the problem.
Three Love, that nigga was talking shit. Now you're on the phone. He's talking about some 5%. Where all that gangster shit at? You straight turned into Pootie when Three Love got on here.
Listen, man.
You know how I be. Who's my man?
Hey, listen.
But I blow your back out.
I wish
hey,
the
Hootie. Dragged on a big Sunday at the Grove, I blow your back out.
Damn.
Three Love. Hey, listen. As soon as my shit get back fixed, you already know, Three Love, we got to play. I'll fuck
hey,
with you, though. Hey, but you know what? Hey, but listen. Hey, listen.
Hey, hold on.
What up?
Hey, Hood, I got one thing to say to you. What you little white boy just pick up truck, lock some tires on him, talking that shit. So I'm knock his ass out, too. Tell him he next. Your car broke, your ass car broke. Get his ass out. What happened?
Three Love.
Hey, listen.
Three Love, they just brought you out of retirement. You running back with the gang again, huh?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, hold on 1 minute. Hold on.
Say it again. Great,
man. What up, bro? What happened?
Hold on, get this phone, Ken. Hold on, I got your mute.
Hold on, mute.
Yeah, I'm mute. What happened,
boss? Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Hey, Kimo, I wish you bring your ass up here. We gonna fuck you up, scary motherfucker.
Man, I promise you, Booty, I'm gonna try
man, you ain't gonna come up here. You ain't gonna come up here, man. Hey, listen. Hey, hold him up for that come up here. I'm just gonna talk.
Soon as I get this car ready, Booty, I promise you, soon as I get this car ready, I don't wanna do nothing.
You hear, hey, Pootie,
you hear me? He's scraping the floor on this bitch right now, trying to get it ready.
Hey, listen, scrape on, motherfucker, but listen, I bet you ain't gonna come up here and do shit, you scary motherfucker. Y'all motherfucker scared of 41. The only motherfucker who's scared of 41 is Tony. That's why I fuck with him. He comes up here and, hey, listen.
We talking to cops. What cops at? We calling the cops this next weekend, motherfucker. What you mean?
Okay.
What cops at this next coming cops?
At the Grove.
We coming to that bitch. At the Grove.
Yeah.
Get your ass over there, homie. I'm gonna have. I'm gonna make Junior blow your asshole out. Get over there. I'm gonna make Junior blow your ass out.
Hey, listen, man. I stand down on Junior, man. I can't fuck with Junior. Hey, listen. I might be a fool, but I ain't a damn fool. Get your ass out of that bullshit.
You said what?
Listen. I got a screenable car, man. I ain't got no motherfucking. Listen, that shit out of
my
class.
I want Timo.
Hey,
I'm gonna knock the whole. I'm gonna run through the whole struggle of camp. Well, listen.
Hey.
You bring your ass up here on October the 18th. I guarantee you, we're gonna fuck you up, scary motherfucker.
I'm gonna try to make that.
Get a 41.
That's easy money. That's easy money right there. Fucking with you.
Hey, but guess what? Hey, Kimo, I guarantee you, when you come up with that day, we're going to have a surprise. Know that.
Listen.
We're going to have a surprise for your ass.
Pooley, you same motherfucker with three love cock after running. Your shit went broke, didn't you?
Man, fuck
my shit, bro.
And what the fuck you think you gonna do with me if you when you scared of three loves?
Yeah.
I done fucked three loves, shit.
Who ain't shit? Three loves. I bet you won't lock in with him. He just told you to get your ass on the road.
Come lock in with that green motherfucker head up.
Now we don't go Mustang to Mustang with you. Come on. You talking about weak ass car?
Hey, what you call that, though?
Where's three lug at?
Take care of something, man.
Tell him to get his ass on his line.
Who that?
This Vaughn.
Oh, Vaughn, you ain't talking about shit, man. That weak bitch you got. You ain't talking about shit.
That's who? Who said what? Who said that?
Kimo.
Oh, man. Kimo ain't talking about shit, man.
You know, weak ass ain't talking about shit, man. I got a sack. I'm gonna put him on a few of you motherfucking lame ducks.
Get Pac-Man on the phone.
Pac-Man for what?
Trying to lock his ass
Pac-Man.
In.
Pac-Man. Oh, okay. Thought you were looking for Pac-Man.
Pac-Man don't even own a car, so on to the next nigga.
Pac-Man is... That's you in the bucket, motherfucker. Who the fuck you think you talking about?
The tight man, I don't know, Kyle. On to the next one.
Yeah, with the racers. Not me, right.
Tight man, I make tight man get somebody blow your ass out.
Right, you got to get somebody.
Hey, listen, you keep talking, you know little Tony having a birthday bash in your town.
So
they bring that bill collector over there and beat your motherfucking brains in.
You say you gonna bring who over there?
The bill collector.
Lock his ass in. Like you said, no motherfucking bill collector.
But now wait.
Hold on, man. Let me see if I can get tight.
The motherfucker don't pay the bill.
Listen. All right. Ronnie P, can you get tight man on the line for me?
Hold on. Hold on for a second. Let me grab his number real quick.
Yeah, I'm gonna put you in check, you northerner.
You do it yourself. That's what you do.
I'm a professional spectator right now. I can't do it right now.
Okay, then. Bring something out of Detroit and do it then. That's what you do.
I got something I lock your ass in with.
With what?
A stock suspension Mustang.
Y'all go with all these. I lock his ass in with another stock suspension Mustang now.
I'm talking about with your car, man. I'm talking about
I just told you I'll lock his ass in with another stock. Get a G-body over here. That's what you do. Get a G-body over here.
What day you want me to?
Knock their motherfucking head off.
What day you want me to, man? Let me get Randy over here to beat your motherfucking brains in. Hey, Meatball, would you get one of them? Aaron, could you get Randy on the line for me? Beat your motherfucking ass. I'm gonna have Randy beat your motherfucking ass.
Hey, y'all be on that thing, y'all?
What's up, Kimo?
Hey. Aaron, could you get Randy on the line so I can have him come over there and strangle one of them motherfuckers? He slash strangler.
Hold on 1 minute.
Uh-oh. Hootie, where your man go?
Hey, yo, Jay.
What up?
You still got that big...
Gunny Pitch, can you make this shit with anybody in the waiting room?
I know why
MR didn't hear that man say anybody. I get gonna cut their ass.
Money, my nigga.
313-0150 is his number.
Hello, me.
313 what?
0150.
I don't think Gunny running the board right now.
But Jago, I saw two crabs, bro. What was it?
Look at this kid.
Hey, Bob.
Vonda hung the phone up. I'm trying to get Randy on the line. He been mysteriously hung the phone up.
Was somebody looking? Nigga, I'm still on the mic, nigga. Nah.
Randy, you on here yet?
Was somebody looking for Tight?
Tight man. Yeah, Vaughn was. Hey, Tight Man.
Yo.
Is this Tight Man?
Yeah.
How you doing, Tight?
I'm doing all right. What's up with you?
I got this lame jump on the
echoing. Hey, man, y'all got this background.
Hey, man, who's here? I got a lame duck on the phone type man named by the name of Vaughn. I don't know what y'all schedule looking like, but you do know Lil Tony having a birthday bash up here, 41. I was trying to see if y'all guys can make it and fuck this goddamn Vaughn up. He talking shit. But I don't know how much he's gonna bet, and I know you boys like to bet big, man. I don't know. You know, I might be just stirring the pot.
What kind of car you got, homeboy?
Vaughn, speak up.
What kind of car you got?
I can apply you with something, anything you're looking for. Finally got...
I was in the liquor store. Now, what you say? What you say, Kimo?
we trying to see what kind of car that you would like to run one of these boys with.
Somebody, what kind of car I want to run them with?
Can you mute your mic?
What you got? Shit, we got a 69 over here. 69 Camaro. Back half.
Oh, what size tire?
I hear you.
What size tire?
69 back half Camaro, man. Ain't no
what size
tire. It's a back half.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. Now, so we put 29s on back half. So that's why I asked what size tire, bro. You know.
Oh, well, we ain't got 29s up this way.
Oh, okay.
Run on 33.
Oh, okay. What are you talking about locking in for? What state
you
talking about
now?
Locking in for? What state are you talking about locking in for?
No, this car's south. I'm meet y'all south.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And you got a back ass command?
Yeah.
On 33s?
Yeah.
Where your rev limit will stop at?
Ain't no way to rev limit will stop at, man. Where y'all want to lock in? What do y'all want to lock in and where y'all want to meet at this weekend? That's what I'm asking.
Does Kimo
want to play? Y'all going to be at Ronnie Brown race?
Yes, sir.
On the 20th in Valdosta?
Check your calendar, bro. That's the next weekend coming up. On the goddamn 20th, we'll be there.
The 20th in Valdosta, man. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yeah.
Did he put that bitch
bro, in your hold up. You a nicer car, bro?
It's a back half Camaro, man, on 33s, man. What do y'all want to do and what y'all want to lock
in? Hold on. Are you a fucking nicer car? What car are you a fucking nicer car?
Oh, my God, man. Do y'all want to lock the car in or not, man? He calling the motherfucker. Y'all making all these steps and action. We got a back half Camaro on 33s, man. Do y'all want to lock the car in?
Hey, the man just asked you was a fucking nitrous car with a goddamn turbo. It makes a damn difference. If you don't want to kill it, get the fuck off the phone.
Hey, he called
exactly.
Me. He the one who called
but
y'all.
But goddamn, he telling you, he asking you then if you want to lock in, tell the man
it's
was
a nitrous car, man.
Or a turbo
it's a
car.
Nitrous car. It's a nitrous car.
All right,
car,
well, lock the motherfucker in for this motherfucking week. You ain't got to wait to run a bound race. Lock the motherfucker in for this week.
We going to be at Ronnie. I'm having me that's a Ronnie Brown race, man. What do y'all want to lock in, man?
Man, come on like you a goddamn bear or something. You ain't no fucking bear.
Hey, man, you don't want to ask the questions. They don't want to have to call another motherfucker. I didn't call you. I don't even know you.
Hold on, homeboy. You got to lock in for 1 on 10. You got a back half Camaro on nitrous. You got to lock in for 1 on 10.
I'm finna call my buddy. Stay on the phone. Stay on the phone.
Get your weak ass off the phone, man. Come on, man. Nobody call this fucking man.
Right
there, man.
Stay on the phone. What did y'all say about? I say stay on the phone, man. I say stay on the phone, man.
A.I.T.
I said stay on the phone.
Fucking boy.
Hey, man, I just told you, man, stay on the phone, man. Give me 2 minutes to stay on the phone.
I'm
going to show y'all the gorilla. Hey. That pin ain't shit.
Hey.
Stay on the phone for 2 minutes. Just hold on.
Yeah.
All you got to do is hold on.
Yes,
all you got to do is hold on. I'm going to show you something.
Bro, make your call. LT, I thought you
all you
got to
do is hold on.
You got me talking to a fucking worker?
Hey, I'm sorry about that, Tyler, man.
I got to pee out on this one. I was asking for you. I didn't know nothing about that. No, I don't have you talking to the work.
Watch how this bitch get put in the figure for a $3,000. Put him in the motherfucking figure four. Hey, put it down.
It's hard to hear with all that background noise. Somebody on the speakerphone, all that head noise and shit, man.
Right. Who the fuck got that phone on the speakerphone, man? You dumb some of my bitches. Take the phone off speakerphone and you can hear. Shit, the echo is too goddamn crazy. Who running the board? It can't be Junior.
It's my main man, Gunny.
I'm running the board. I'm running the board.
Okay,
Gunny,
go through the lines and see what dumb some of my bitches got their phone on speaker. Because it's fucking up the whole show.
All right, let me see. All right.
Shit.
Y'all got to keep talking so I can find out what you're doing. Y'all keep talking.
Only thing I can say, hey, dog, is if he was a boss, he said, wait 2 minutes. Man, I call any motherfucker in my camp. They answer the phone the first
man,
time.
That man said he got a backhand call and said it's free. Don't nobody around here even know nothing about nobody like that. But if he come out there with that shit, like you said, he going to be in the figure five, not the figure four.
Boy, I got a couple of calls. I'm thinking that I throw right on them and tell them, y'all hold up for y'all race. And let's fuck this motherfucker from out of town up. Yeah, one from Texas.
If that man come back on the attack, man, I'm going to eat the ties on your dually with no hot sauce.
Damn. Well, I ain't got no hot sauce over here, dog. I just got ketchup. Just ketchup.
Hey, you didn't tell me. You didn't go to the hospital with Lil Tony. I hear Lil Tony, they got to get in the hospital. They pitches in his ass.
Hey,
and not the one that got to go back, they got to remove. They ain't got the damn one that just dissolved. They got to remove the bitches off his ass.
No, you know how people go to church and they tell you to give 10%. We just like to give 10% to the community. You know, to help a bitch race program out. That's just 10% from this week. Gunner, you found him?
Yeah.
Came out.
Gunner.
Came out.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
What came out? Came out.
I was just going to say it.
I'm right here.
Whoever that is, hang them bitches up.
What came out at?
Oh, okay. I'm right here. What's up?
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
He said, give him a few minutes. He going to call me right back. He said, don't let you go nowhere.
Get your weak ass off the phone. Kimo, gotta pick. Find out what number that man on and hang him up. This is a growing show. This ain't no goddamn comedy show.
Hey, I guarantee I'm going to lock y'all ass in. I guarantee that. For Ronnie Brown, right? I guess y'all locked y'all ass
hold
in before we get off this line.
Hold
now
up.
Bet that.
Hey, player.
Now bet that.
Hold up, player. Hold up, player. If you said, let me call the boss, and the boss talked to you, and he ain't tell you
I didn't say nothing about let me call the boss. I say let me call my buddy.
Hey,
I'm going to call y'all right back.
Huh?
Give me two minutes is what
man.
I said. I didn't say nothing
man.
About
hold
no
up,
boss.
Why are you calling with a man? You get did you hear that man?
What'd you say, dog?
That nigga
that
fell off. Dog.
Gunner need to get him back on.
I mean,
oh,
tight man over here with a transvestite, man.
RuPaul. Ru motherfucking Paul. I tell you the truth. Kimo, don't do that, man.
Yeah.
You call the money team. You got the money team excited. You know the day is family day. I like that. I like this motherfucker. I'm mad.
We gonna see if it's the money team, man. Ain't no motherfucker scared of y'all. Trust me. I'm trying to tell
man.
You.
Okay.
I'm gonna get y'all locked in, tight. Trust me. You know exactly who you're talking to.
It's not,
I'm gonna get y'all locked
well,
in,
no.
man. For Ronnie Brown,
it's
right.
what you can
have,
prove.
You shouldn't have opened your mouth until you knew the show was coming on today.
First of all,
you knew the show was coming on
tonight. Hey, tight. Listen to what I'm telling you. I say where Pac-Man at. That's what I asked Kimo. Kimo the one who talking about some tight man, all this other shit. I didn't say
I
nothing about you, fam.
I thought you
and
were
I said Pac-Man. Pac and tight man. Pac-Man, tight man. I said Pac, not tight. Clean the dirty ass ears, Kimo.
Oh, okay.
I said Pac-Man.
We're trying to kill over here.
So then he wants to act like he was a gorilla. Like, goddamn it, I ain't got no motherfucker with a back half. So I told him, goddamn it, I'm going to get him locked in. He said, let me call him, da-da-da-da-da. It ain't shit, man. It's nothing, man.
You gonna make me buy an airplane ticket and come down and watch this ring?
Hey,
if you ain't
say
shit, guarantee that man say let him finish doing what he doing. He gonna call me right back and guarantee, goddamn it, I'm gonna get. Y'all ain't gotta wait. I'm gonna call Lil Tony. I got Lil Tony number. I ain't going nowhere. I'm valid, bro. I'm valid. Trust me, and I'm gonna get y'all locked in for Ronnie Brown race, man. Trust me, I am. I'm going to get y'all locked in for Ronnie Brown race, man. Trust me, I am.
Well,
You gotta know that.
I'm not trying to be funny though. What he gotta call you back and tell you? If you say y'all coming to Ronnie Brown race, won't you just lock it in? What is he gonna tell
I'm
you?
I'm coming to Ronnie Brown race, but he told me he gonna call me right back. I can't lock in nobody's car. But when he tell me to lock
in, okay, so you say
what,
coming, how you know
he's
coming to Ronnie Brown race then?
Hey, dog, you get your car to Ronnie Brown race, I'll lock your ass in.
No, change the subject, motherfucker. Stay
nah,
on this.
Okay,
stay
then,
on
now. You know I was looking for you anyway. You know I've been looking for you anyway.
Hey, don't change the fucking subject.
Nah, I know. You charging it.
Hold on.
I know.
Hold on.
What
are
you going to
tell
you to make
you
lock in?
You sit to the side, then.
What
are you
talking about locking you in with?
That's what you do.
What are you talking about locking
you
in with, dog? You
know I'm looking for his ass anyway.
Type man, I don't entertain no motherfucker that ain't got no car.
Hey, who ain't got no car? You out your mind. You better ask every motherfucker on this phone that know me.
I'm talking to you. What the fuck you want to lock me in? You want to lock me in? Lock me in on 105. I ain't got much money to start. Lock in 105, anything you get in. Anything you said in 105, you got lane choice.
You said what?
Hey.
Lock in 1 and 5 on anything you got. This fucking thing you got. Because you sound like a little... Anybody with a weak-ass voice like you sound, bitch, I got no fear of you. Lock 1 in on 3. I just want to fuck you up since you said you want me. Now lock
okay,
the fuck in
you
now.
Up
you
up already.
Me.
You forgot? I done fucked you up already. You forgot that, huh?
Okay, okay. What you fucked me
you
up with?
You got fucked up already.
What you fucked me up with?
You got fucked up already by me. You forgot that, huh? You
with what? What
again,
you fucked me up with?
I'm coming down there and fuck your ass up again.
Type man, when
you
can't be able to stop avoiding the question, what do you fuck me up with?
When you was driving Beer's car, man. When you jumped
okay,
in Beer's
car. Okay, I was driving
Beer's car,
and what you was driving?
We was in that white boot, man.
All right, I tell you what. Get that same white boot, lock up one on 3,000 better, and I'm going to drive Beer's car again. Now lock that up for Ronnie Brown race.
We not running that white boot in Ronnie Brown race. I want you to bring your car.
What the fuck do you got to run then?
Hey, listen to this,
man. What the fuck you got to run then?
I want you to bring Smokey, man. I'm the same motherfucker, man. When you got up, when you came up here, man. When you talking shit up here, when you talking shit to Leon. I'm the same motherfucker, man.
Okay, it's your car then. Let's mean you lock in 1 on 3,000 or better with Smokey.
I'll lock you in 1 on 3,000 with Smokey.
Okay, lock in 1 on 3,000 with your car, whatever car you drive. I don't care what it is. Whatever car you
drive,
it's Smokey.
I don't drive. I got to drive. I don't drive my car. But I ain't studying you with Smokey now.
Is he talking about the yellow Camaro, dog? What fucking color Camaro?
I think
you're talking about
the green Malibu, I think.
Dog.
The green Malibu?
I'm trying to lock you in with Smokey, man. With your car, dog. With Smokey.
Okay,
well,
what car are you trying to
lock
me in
with Smokey, man?
With what car?
You said what now?
What car are you going to lock me in with?
With a green Malibu, man.
All right, lock in. Lock in 1,000 on 3 or better.
1,000 on 3 or better. For Vado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Vado.
Yeah.
Is it locked?
Yeah, it's locked.
8 for mile 43.
8 for mile 43.
You know this dude?
8 for mile 43.
We got to find out who know you because we got to get your money to somebody.
Hey,
you
got to
make sure
dude?
Somebody get your $1,000 punk out.
Hey, listen to this, dog. I'm official. Any motherfucker on the phone right now know me. Call Lil Tony. Ask Lil Tony, man.
I don't give a fuck about you. I need that money in somebody's hands.
Okay.
Can you get the money to Lil Tony?
Yeah, I can get it to Lil Tony.
I'll
get the money to Lil Tony tomorrow. I'm not studying
okay,
you.
Get the money to Lil Tony tomorrow. Call me on my show tomorrow to confirm that you got the money to Lil Tony.
Yes,
and we lock 1,000 on 3,000 better. That
1,000 on 3.
I'll get with Smokey.
We're smoking.
Yeah. I know the car you're talking about. That's a lot.
I told you I'm going to get you fucked up, boy, didn't I?
Hey, man, I just want you to be there.
Primo, you going to be here?
Yes, sir. I'm going to get me a flight ticket. I'm going to get me a ticket tomorrow. I'm coming.
Hey, give me the name where I just locked up so I know. Give me the name. What's your name?
V-O-N.
Vito.
V-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
Bond.
Yep.
Okay. All right, you're going to get the money to Lil Tony tomorrow, right?
Yep.
All right, that's 1 on 3. That's 1 on 3, that green Malibu.
Yeah.
Head up, 8th of mile, pro tree with smoking, right?
Yep.
Hey,
That's a bet.
Hey,
we locked.
Can you see if, anybody ain't waiting, I think,
Young Money Randy said he's trying to lock this fool in for Val Dawson too.
Damn. Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
And we got I got a news flash. They say Charles Manson is no longer in solitary confinement. He has been spotted out on the yard.
Oh shit!
Yes, sir.
Hey, you say you still got that back half on the Val Dawson? They got some killers finna be down there, man.
If he got a back half on 33, goddamn it, we waiting on him to come back for his boss to call him.
Right. Don't.
Me and Tiger Man finna put that bitch in the pickle
for him. Yeah, fuck. That motherfucker tapping out now and don't know it.
Man.
What I'm taking this motherfucker so long to call back?
Hey, Lil Tony.
Y'all niggas is straight carries.
What's up, dog?
Hey, Lil Tony.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you get over the bar now tomorrow and get that 1,000 punk out money so I can make sure
Tony.
I get my punk out.
Hey, Lil Tony. Lil Tony.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to call you tomorrow, man.
Don't call him taking that motherfucking money.
You need an account number. Hey, don't motherfucker in the world call the East Coast and we don't lock a bitch in. No motherfucker in the world. As long as he got a nicer car, bitch, you got extra.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, you just lied in the motherfucking universe.
Right.
And I know you got a bag of money, boy. I know they tell me you sweet and dear meat up there, boy. They tell me everybody fucking you. They say you was the prostitute, man.
Hey, that's the whole thing. Hey, dog, listen to this. That's the whole thing. I'm one and one, so shit. Ain't no motherfucker fucking me. I gotta give motherfuckers a break and all that shit to even run me. Why you talking?
Man, you
know,
what?
I'm gonna show you something though. Guess what? I'm gonna show you something.
Hold on.
Is
it anybody else that's coming down?
Hold on.
Oh fuck! I'm holding on for him. Is it anybody else on the show that's coming to the East Coast that want to get the asshole blowed out? Press the one button now, forever hold your peace.
Yeah,
dang. I think y'all
hey,
gonna
be down there. Barna, you gonna be down there, I wanna make sure you gonna be down there. I like to look in the man's face when I
see. No, he on the other line. He on the other line.
Yeah.
He talking
again?
To the boss. Yeah.
Again?
Yeah. He finally called him back.
Yeah.
That man probably done told me, nigga, if you lost your ever last in mind, I have to get out. I can't wake my son up. I have to come out the door and wake the rest of the goddamn neighborhood up. They say that motherfucker on the corner is crazy on Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays. Fuck it, all through the week.
Ronnie Brown's going to have some good action down there.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you now. If a third, I ain't even say a half, if a third of the action go on that all these motherfuckers talking about, the damn city ain't going to be big enough to hold all these motherfuckers. But I'm going to see how many motherfuckers got real nuts, goddamn it, come to 20. I'm going to see how many bitches got real nuts now.
They need to open the motherfucker up Friday. I want to get this a quick 1-on-10. I might have to run to Texas right quick, dog.
I told you, if that man come back and lock you in, I'm going to eat the damn ties on your dually with no salt.
I just want to know what takes so long, bitch. That we talking 8 miles. That's all. Pro tree. It don't take long. 8 mile pro tree. Yeah, they run the 8 mile down there. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, go ahead and lock their ass in. LT, is he official?
Yeah.
My main man ain't said a goddamn word yet now, and I know he ain't fell out.
Who your main man?
LP. LP.
Is you on the phone?
Hey. Three Love just fucked him up, you know. Three Love just fucked him up.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm talking about the one that one on 10 guy.
Yeah, I know. Three Love, let me tell you something.
If Three Love beat anybody, goddamn it, you know. I ain't talking about Three Love, but goddamn, come on, man.
I ain't even got to talk. Hey, dog, check this out. I ain't even got to talk the dog to lock Smokey in with that motherfucker for 1-on-5. I ain't even got to talk the dog.
Whoa, that man locked in.
You ain't, I know you ain't, because you know goddamn well you can do it. Your goddamn boat in
here. Mama calling you to say go.
There go that goddamn echo again.
Really, Gunner, you gonna open? Huh?
Damn.
The man with the Camaro, with the back half Camaro on 33, we want to lock you in. 1-on-10, 1-on-9, 8th of mile, 4-3, head the fuck up, a Camaro against a Camaro.
Uh-oh,
oh,
he wants to call Mr. DeJoe
name. I know what that means.
Let him throw the coffee.
That's the Gazillionaire. Once you get them motherfuckers over there in Chicago,
when Gazillionaire is a bullshit, he go to coffee. If certain things
that
make Gazillionaire
that ain't me. That ain't me. I'm sitting talking to my son. No.
Hey,
don't put that one on me.
Hey, a bitch can't cough on the show. That tell us something down here. If I hear a cough, I just motherfucking know to back up. That cough is a, hey, that shit, that like gold. A bitch cough. Y'all don't know what that mean. I do.
That mean you finna step in some shit.
Thank you, Kazillionaire.
Kimo, I'm sitting there talking to my damn son. I ain't got nothing to do with this here. I'm on you.
What's going on, Daddy?
Hey, Tank, what's going on, man?
Hey, man. The Davis family, you know, we ain't doing too good. We having to pay house notes this year. You ain't contribute this year. But you will before it's over with. Trust and believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
I tell you what. Let me show you something. Could you get your man with don't have no throttle stop? Could you lock him in?
Who is the man with the throttle stop? What are you talking about?
I'm saying the man with no throttle stop. The one you calling. You told my homeboy 1-on-9. At least that. Yeah, we shoot him.
Yeah.
Get off the two-step, man.
Yeah. I'll meet him at 131 and break his motherfucking neck.
When?
Whenever LT ready.
Okay, one on the dime or better. LT, when is your next race, huh?
Hey, man, I think LT a little shaky tonight. He's still fucked up from them two ass whoopings he took.
No. I told you we donate to the homeless and stuff like that.
Hey, Tank.
Tank, man, yeah. I ain't go along with it, but goddamn, hey. LT kind of a little shaky tonight. He real quiet. He ain't raising his voice and that. Somebody must have this
he
ass.
Just
he
made
said
it
that ass whoop.
Hey, Tank.
What up,
hey, I told him yesterday, you better keep that 1170 running motherfucker at home. He come over trying to get the bike back from Debo. He better stay his ass at home.
Well, Danny, guess
hey,
what?
If you ever see any of us
in the woods and we in the bare forest, 400 on us, don't motherfucking say
something. Hey, listen, what happened was is the whole Motor City Mafia clan wasn't there. It was just Junior and him, so we had him surrounded. So that was it. He ain't had no more help over there.
Hey, Danny.
It was just him and Junior. That was it. We had to get him.
Hey, Danny.
Yes, sir. See when y'all get the Motor City Mafia together, y'all got all kind of shit laying around. We got to tiptoe around that bitch real careful. But when he came by himself, him and Junior, you know, they was talking shit, riding and everything. Junior like, man, we fucking all y'all up down here. I looked around, hey, see white man. I ain't see no cold kid. I ain't see nobody. I said, yeah, let's surround them, y'all. We got them now.
Hey, Danny.
One thing
about all that surrounding y'all did, y'all picked the right two motherfuckers. We will be back now.
Oh, June. Nah, see.
Yes.
You know, that yes. first race, you know, that wasn't, I don't even call that no race. Come on, June. That's like goddamn it, taking a 10-speed race in a high booth. You know you can't win.
But you know what that was? I wish, and I got to say this before I jump back off, I wish motherfuckers with race cars would have motherfucking engaged. Truth be told, you know I'm from Chicago. I love Chicago to death. But, boy, we got some punk-ass motherfucking racers over here. I'm saying motherfuckers don't like what I'm saying. Y'all know where to find me at.
Hey, Junior, I'm going to back you up with that. They not going to run nothing that's equal to them. You already know that.
Guess what? We ain't had no business. Hold on. We ain't had no business, truth be told, because ain't nobody driving around the way we was driving, fucking with the cars.
Correct.
But guess what? For the next opportunity, y'all want race cars? And I say y'all because, you know, I ride with Tony to the world blower.
Well, y'all want race cars?
We going to put motherfucking race cars. Now, we ain't playing no more games.
Well, Junior, you wasting your time. I can tell you that now.
Well, and guess what? After it's all said and done, if I'm wasting my time, then I can walk away again calling motherfuckers punk-ass bitches.
Junior, you know you wasting your time. If you come up with a car with two hood scoops and 1633s and flip bars along with the CS car, they're not going to run.
Hey, Junior, I'm having a conversation with Junior. You see how people guilty? I'm talking to Junior. I want you to shut your mouth. Put a sign in. Lay down on your stomach.
Hey, listen, I'm going to make you the third one. So now you can shut your mouth. Listen, somebody show with a Zach St. Camille like you ain't going to run him at all.
I bet y'all will get your money together.
Hey, what's happening, Tite? How you doing tonight, brother?
Shut your mouth, boy.
Junior, you see what just happened?
Y'all got it. Junior,
yes.
it's a lot of nonsense going on tonight over there in Chi-Town. You got one guy, we looking for him, named Von. Now you got Gazillion there drawing on a Cadillac. What the fuck is going on over there, man?
Me and Junior having a conversation about street cars and, you know, driving around and race cars. People with street cars run each other. But people with race cars not run each other. They trying to run street cars with race cars. That's what me and Junior talking about, Kimo.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm trying to get, you know, I'm just trying to see what's going on over there in the shop.
I know one thing. We going to go at it again. Ain't not happened this weekend, you know. But we coming back. We coming back with that, what'd you say, 1170 motherfucker? I mean, get your numbers right, because the bitch ain't run the 12-0. But we
beating on his chest. So Clayman Junior, he beating on his chest like he done whooped something, huh?
Well, no. I'm going to give it to Cadillac. At least Cadillac gave a switch. Technically, we went begging for that ass whooping. And guess what? He obliged us with it. We went begging for it. Because guess what? We was trying to race because what nobody that's sitting nowhere near wanted to go. Now, once we lost the Vice, oh, there was 85 motherfuckers wanted to jump on. Well, guess what? You fucked up. You should have got us while you had a chance. But you know how it goes.
Lost or something.
Junior, you sound a little softer there, man. What they do? They tricking you? What's up, man? Tell me what happened, Junior.
Hold on, dog. Vine back, man. What you got to say, Vine? What you got going on?
Who this chemo or tight?
This chemo, but tight on the line.
Okay. He said lock in 25 on 10 for Mike Hill race. Got to be a back half, no chassis.
Man,
right.
Hold on. That race was for running Brown race. Don't come in and try to change this shit up.
Hey, man, I'm telling you what the man said. What the fuck you talking about, dog? I'm not talking to you. Because
now you
done
moved
the
motherfucker another goddamn month. That's what.
I'm telling you what the fuck the man told me, okay?
The man told you, ain't nobody going to wait no another fucking month for no bullshit
okay,
like that.
Anyway, man. Hey, Chemo, you know I'm talking to Chemo anyway, man.
But fuck that, Chemo ain't the one locking in.
Y'all don't want to lock in then. Say y'all don't want to lock in. I'm talking to
you. No, you said for running Brown race. Now, bitch, you moving in the whole fucking motherway.
Hey, man, hey, dog. First of all, I don't play the bitch word, okay? I don't play that. You play that with everybody.
That's your fucking business if you don't play it.
Okay, well, you heard what I told you, though, okay?
Whatever the fuck I said, I'm saying the fuck I want to say.
Okay, well, when I see you call me a bitch, dog, listen to this. When I see you call me a bitch in my face, then that's what you do when I see
bitch.
You. Now back to you,
bitch.
Chemo. Hey, Chemo.
Yes.
Chemo.
Yeah.
You heard what I told you?
Yeah, I heard. I think Tyke heard it too.
I'm just telling you. He said lock in 2500 on 10 or better for any back half. He don't give a fuck what back half it is. You show up with a chassis car, he win a lockup. It got to be a back half car.
Made out of beer. I'm about to go. He's just sitting up there waiting. He ain't going to give you.
So what about Alvarez? What about Alvarez on that 103? What about Alvarez?
You heard me, Kima?
Yeah. I heard you.
So listen to this. Whatever you come up with, call me back, man, because he's sitting there. So whatever you come up with,
what about outrage, bud? What about outrage for running Brown race?
First of all, man, I don't fuck with disrespectful people, dog. And you really
disrespectful.
You know what I'm saying?
If you want to get out of the race, just say you want to get out of it, man. Okay? But you don't come on front of me and tell me you don't say that shit.
I was finna lock your ass in.
You told me behind the damn scene you don't play the bitch word. You tell me behind the scene.
I see you in Valdosta. I see you in Valdosta.
Don't think you're
going to
send me out in public and I'm
going to bag
the fuck down in public.
Anyway, back to you, Chemo. Hey, Chemo.
Yeah, I let Tyke Man know.
Okay, you heard what I told you, right?
Yeah.
25 on 10. It got to be a back half for my kill race. All right.
There
you go.
Okay.
Man, that one sounds quick.
Hello? Oh, the line quiet now, huh? Motherfuckers thought they weren't going to get locked in?
No. The line ain't quiet. They had a persistent race they were throwing to, but
listen to this. Before I lock in for 2500 at Mike Hill race, which I know they're going to be there, shit. Can you show
that wasn't the race they were talking about. They were talking about running Brown race. That's what I'm saying.
Hey,
now you can change the race up. You got
to
wait.
I'm talking to Chemo, man.
Okay, you're talking to Chemo, but you're talking about the people that's going to be down there trying to lock the race up, man.
He can't make it
to Valdosta. He's trying to avoid the goddamn thing now.
He can't make it to Valdosta now.
I'm trying to give you some handway respect, but you keep on changing the fucking race up, man.
He can't make it to Valdosta now. You heard what I said.
Okay,
won't
you say that then? Okay, you should have said that then. Say you that's what we were talking about, Valdosta. What about the race?
Okay, I got on the phone to talk to Chemo. Me and Chemo was talking. Me and Chemo go at each other all the time talking.
Okay. I ain't talking about you and Chemo. Me and you was talking. You locked me in.
I wasn't talking to you first.
What about the race you locked me in with?
I wasn't even talking to you first of all. You know what I'm saying? I was talking to Chemo.
Hey, Voss.
Yeah.
What's going on, brother? This baby boy, man. I was just chiming in. I was listening to the show. I was just trying to tell you. You ain't give me your number, man. I need the number for you from you. You did.
Go in the private room and get it from Gunner.
No, I'm talking to you right now. I was just missing it because last night it was a very good show. We Clocks Off and Motor City Mafia put on, and I was just trying to
chime in with you and just say hello. That's about it, brother. I hear you trying to lock in with old Kimo. Well, Kimo, what happened with you, baby? Well, yeah, Kimo.
What's going on? Well, you know, I was calling to try to book him with somebody. I ain't got somebody for him, but, you know, they can't come to grips right now because this guy Tank talking about he coming on Ronnie Brown, right? And his man talking about Mike Hill, right? So,
right. So,
tried to lock him in for Ronnie Brown, right? He dog want to know if Ronnie Brown still going. He still coming down to Ronnie Brown, right? And lock him in.
I heard like the half of it. I was just trying to, you know, go away from the arguments and you know, just keep this thing about drag racing. That's the only thing I was just, you know, to keep this thing about, you know, what it was, you know. I got a bone to pick with you too, Kimo.
I'm about to
know.
Okay.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Why the guys from Detroit don't coming to Chicago? We coming in Detroit. You know we coming to Detroit like they say it's a bad storm. They say bad storm. He's a bad storm. We gonna come through that sun gun like whatever.
Oh,
have you like oh, we gonna and you know I just want you guys to come up here too now. Detroit on TV and Lil Tony. I learned them guys from Detroit, man, because they give support to drag racing, man. Drag racing, grudge racing, whatever it got to do with racing a car, it has a lot to do with fellowshipping, man. You know, Uncle Larry always said, man, and I'm 37 years old, Kimo, and I got an old soul, man. I just want to keep it that way. You know, I don't want to get personal with nobody. I just want to keep it to the point that, you know, it is what it is, brother, you know?
Yeah.
Well, look here, man.
We had a no-e-key, the same one y'all have. That's why a lot of people didn't come. Every time y'all have a race, Big Sham had one. Hey, we have one here.
Well, y'all, well, the thing is about it, we had a couple of grips to make one event and have all the grudge race. The baddest motherfucker, he say he a grudge racer. He trying to do whatever he need to do to try to make some money or try to whoop a motherfucker to make it more prevalent to the grudge game. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about, man. The grudge community, man. I love you guys, man, because y'all keep you got a lot of dickheads in the game. Then, but you got a lot of good people that say good, valid things on these radio shows and make it what it is, man. And it makes a whole lot of difference because it's a lot of guys that's listening to Baby Boy talking tonight that's come from the streets, but make it more professional to where we can do professional things in the girls' game. Wherever you from, whatever part of the country you are from, let's come together and make it one big thing and one happy thing. And guess what? We can all grow from it. We can all grow from it. I'm going on mute, man. I'm listening to the show. Y'all go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Vaughn, so is you going to lock in with Smokey or that ain't going to be a race?
Man, I don't deal with disrespectful people. That's the one reason why I don't race Terrio no more. You know what I'm saying? I ain't with the disrespect, bro. I don't do that. If I respect you as a man, you're going to respect me as a man.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, Kimo, me and you done talk shit back and forth since I've been knowing you, bro. I have never once called you out your name. You know what I'm saying? I don't play them things, bro. I don't play that shit by a long shot. And if I tell you that, you got to respect that. You play that shit with the next motherfucker, man. I don't talk like that to nobody, bro. So you're not going to disrespect me and call me out my name. I don't play that, man. And any motherfucker know me that been fucking with me since I've been in this shit since the 90s, bro. I don't play them games of talking to no motherfucker. I don't call no grown man no bitch unless I'm finna go off in this grill. Know that.
All right, so we're
going to
get away from
that. That's some disrespectful ass shit. And, yeah, I'm going to still be in Valdosta on the 20th with my car. Yeah, I'm still going to be there.
and I'm the same motherfucker that was on the show last week looking for Dog to lock his ass in with that same car, and Ben told me he was going to get back with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not ducking no motherfucker. I'm trying to race. But I don't deal with that disrespectful shit, bro. He done blew me with that shit.
Well, maybe you and Dog, maybe you and Biz will lock that in.
Yeah, maybe me and Biz is, but I'm not dealing with Dog, period. I'm not dealing with him, man. I know how I am, so I'm good on that one.
Okay. Shit, man. That sucks. Gunner, you got anybody else waiting?
Nope. He said no. He said everybody mic open.
Shit, I thought Randy called in. So, why you got the Malibu, right?
Yeah.
Oh man, you know the CEO wants to see you, boy. You say you know he gonna be the king of the G body.
Hey, girl, we just gotta battle it out. You know me, man. I'm trying to go. My car running, I'm trying to go, man. That's why I say I'm going to win or lose. I ain't. If I lose, hey, I'll see you again. I'm going to go do something else with this motherfucker. I'll be back.
Well, you got
I ain't got no problem with racing. There's only two things going to happen out of that race. You're going to win or you're going to lose.
There's a lot of shit over here in the Motor City that you got to deal with. There's a few G-bodies over here.
Chemo, did you call my name, brother?
Who is that?
Venus.
Warren
said he done fucked you up already.
Yeah, we played three times. That's when I lost three times in a row to Ground and Pound down there at Witch Backyard. If they call it, what they call Holly Springs? The whole
Holly Springs.
That's when I lost three. Yeah.
Well, guess what, Vince? He said he's going to be in Wild Custom, baby. You going to be down there?
Yeah, why wouldn't I be there? That ain't but two hours from the house.
Well, maybe
Von,
you want some get back on Von
there? Von got a small block, Von?
You know I ain't got no small block,
man. Oh, man, I can't. What you want me to do, Chemo? You want me to run his Malibu with my small block?
Oh, well, he got to run the CEO, baby. As soon as I get in touch with the CEO, we're going to call Ma, lock him in for Val Doctor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I ain't going to be like three lug and ask for no spot. I can't run with him. Well, anyway,
man,
I got a race lock in that day.
You see how he's big all day long on BS?
Yeah, Andy Jennings should be on there. He ain't on there.
This is out of me, but I went
man.
On there. I wasn't tripping.
Yeah.
I was trying to go.
Yeah. I didn't know what I seen the video, and I'm like, damn, dude was on the break too long. I didn't know he was giving you the break.
Yeah, I was giving him the break.
Yeah, I didn't know that. And it looked like somebody red lit. I said, man, somebody red lit. But they straightened me out and told me that he was giving Three Love the break.
Yeah, he burnt me down.
Yeah.
He burnt me down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's gonna give CEO a reason to be in Valdosta. He already got a reason to be down there. But man, if you said you want to play, boy, Randy gonna knock fire out your ass.
I'm gonna knock fire out his ass. Shit, it's only one or two things to do. You know me, man. I'm cocky, so I get my ass whooping. I'm gonna still be cocky because I'll be right back. So you know me.
Well, I got two cars I could lock you in with, Vaz, just like you. Big block with nitrous on 29.
What you got down
there? 69.
What you got
down? One's a 69 Camaro, one's a 68 Camaro. Both of them got
no
Willie Dawes. One is a Willie Dawes car, Smokey. And the other one is Matt Cox, the orange Camaro.
I know which car you're talking about.
Yeah. I ain't got like you with no ghost.
But I ain't stunned with him, dog. He just a disrespectful person, man.
Hey, man. You ain't got to keep saying that. I shut up because you said it now. You ain't got to keep bringing it up.
I'm talking
to Biz, man. You done told me.
Hey, you know what, Vaz, I don't know you done played that, but I'm gonna shut up talking to you so you can stop talking. Hey, you know what, Vaz, it's, I gotta say it's true, it's different states, man. Up there, we don't play with the B word. We just don't play with it. But down here, it's just like calling the guy. It's just like calling the guy homeboy. You know what I'm saying?
But listen, what I'm telling you, Biz, you tell somebody that, and you don't play like that, man. A motherfucker gotta respect you. That's the same reason Tommy and Tito got the fight. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You gotta respect them. Everybody don't play with them games. What if I just walked up? Listen to this. You know how we play up here, right? Now, what if I just walked up? Slapped his ass on the back on some playful shit. He wouldn't like that, right? You know what I'm telling you? Well, if I just hauled off and smacked the shit out of his ass when I took him from the back
and ran off on some playful shit. Don't think my smackles broke neither, bitch. See that? Now, see, you always going in when I'm talking.
I'm talking to me.
Well, I'm butting in because I get tired of your motherfucking mouth. I done shut the fuck up about it. Won't you shut the fuck up about it?
Hey, man, if you get tired of my mouth, hit me in it, motherfucker.
Well, motherfucker, do the same for me then, bitch.
I'm gonna see if your mouth is jazzy, man. Man, I'm gonna see if your mouth is jazzy mouth down. That's what I'm gonna see.
You gotta lock. You gonna have to lock violence.
I mean, I'm willing to do that. What we gonna lock in? What, 5 on 25? 1,003. I want to wait.
Brian, you still there or did he hang up?
I can pull it out. Hey, smoke, that boy, Lil Will, and that damn Bub, they ain't safe. Lil Will, and that damn Bub, they keep picking at me. Tell them they ain't safe.
Okay. Yeah, they keep picking at me. What the fuck is that, man?
Man, I don't know what the hell that is.
Somebody opened up some potato chips. Somebody got some potato chip bag or something trying to open it up. Y'all got potato chips down at
I bet y'all don't have down there everything we got up here. Say that again? I said, I bet y'all don't have down there everything we have up here. What's that? 30, 40, 50 below zero. Who?
30, 40, 50 below zero.
Oh, no, we ain't got that.
Yeah, if it gets 30 or 20 down here, they want to shut everything down.
Hey, Biz, now you and Lil Tony been beefing a while. You got a small block Mustang, right?
Yeah, I got a small block Mustang.
I hear Lil Tony coming out with a small block Mustang. Y'all gonna lock y'all horns together?
Yeah, we gonna play. Why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we?
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
This Big Tim, man. I'm still listening in on the show. Hey, man, why don't y'all, as senior veterans at this race game, you know, I know that tempers get to be flaring and all that stuff, but you know, sometimes, you know, y'all have to step in and try to calm the raging sea, man, because, you know, everybody get all bent out of shape and stuff. But what we trying to do is race. And I don't like all that fighting and arguing and slapping and knocking people out, because that's hood rat stuff, man. Let's race, man. Lock it in and put that money up. And we ain't got to be like animals, man. Let's lock in and have fun. And if I whip your behind, yeah, I'm going to talk a little junk, and everybody got to get a little thick skin, man. But, you know, because it's racing, man. It's racing. We're going to talk a little stuff, but, you know, all that hitting and slapping and punching and knocking each other out, man, that's animal stuff, man. I ain't got time for that stuff. And that's why I truly, truly don't want to really come over here in that area, because if they're not going to calm it, you know, the stuff down, because you know I'm going to talk junk and, you know, and get with these guys. But, you know, come on, man. We racist. We more like professional. We got fans. We got people in the stands watching us and expecting us to get busy, but I ain't got time for the state police and the county mounties and all that other crap coming in there, locking us up for assault and battery and all of those stupid stuff, man. Come on, man. Let's race and lock in that fun, man.
That's a touchdown.
That's why I told him, beers are lock in the car. That's why I told him, beers are lock that car in.
That's a touchdown.
Smoky in with a what you know, so it won't be no
You
gotta respect the man when he tell you that though. It's like the motherfucker said he talking to you or saying something to you. All right, bro. If that's the way you feel, I ain't gonna say that to you. You know what I'm saying? My apologies. You know what I'm saying? That's anybody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're a man for you anything. A motherfucker's only gonna do what you let him do. You know what I'm saying? Period. That's period in anything. I just told him that I don't play like that. You don't even know me. Don't play with me like that.
You didn't give me a chance.
I asked you more than once not to.
You just kept on doggone it. You was talking to me. You was talking bossy to me, so I ain't gonna back down neither. I told you that, like Biz tried to tell you. I didn't mean no harm about it. That's just what people supposed to say about it.
Listen, what I'm saying, though. I respect you as a man, though, dog.
You didn't give me a chance to apologize to you. You just kept on trying to talk to me.
Okay.
You didn't give me a chance to apologize to you.
You didn't ever want to apologize. You called me 30 more bitches after I told you don't call me
no bitch. I'm trying to tell you because you were still talking jazz to me. I told you I wasn't going to back down in the public because you were still talking jazz to me. I told you I didn't really mean no harm about it. I said that just a while ago. I was talking to you and wasn't even trying to say it, and it slipped out. I'm telling you, that's routine for us down there. We said that every other word.
Hey, listen to this. Hey, dog, listen to this. I've been around you for the longest and you don't even know it, man. You hear what I'm telling you? I understand
how
you talk. But listen to what I'm saying, though. I just don't play them games.
You didn't give me a chance to damn it say, okay. When you came off on me, you didn't say, hey, dog, man, hey, man. You should have said, hey, man, I don't play that like that. The way you said it was like you just telling me like I was a kid. You didn't address me like that. And so, you know, when you got jazzy, I stayed jazzy, too.
All right. But like I said,
man,
I just don't play like that.
I
didn't
know
it was
less than 2 weeks away.
That's just me. I don't play like that. Anybody around you, anybody that see me at the waistline.
Now you done told me. You know, I won't come back and say it to you. As long as you ain't mess with me, I won't come back and say that to you no more.
That's the whole point, dog. I respect you as an elder.
About to hang up.
I respect
is
you as a man.
Coming?
First of all,
I'm not thinking about being little shit out of God doggone shit today. Now y'all keep trying to talk. We trying to, the man just said we need to calm this shit down. We trying to calm it down.
It's over with. That's over with.
No, it ain't because me and him talking.
Yeah,
about
talking
I was saying
with,
now,
man.
I'm just trying to tell him. I never, once he told me not to say it to him, I won't say it to him no more.
I think Ground and Pound is coming. Hey, Ron, y'all coming down.
I bet they won't.
You said what?
I bet they won't.
What you say, Timo?
Biz say was Ground and Pound coming.
I don't know. I'm not Ground and Pound. I'm Wild Racing. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, Timo, do some investigating, and I'll lock that in. Yeah.
I know Aaron and only thing I know is Aaron and Randy coming down here. So.
Who? Who?
Aaron.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, Biz.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this Cadillac, man. You only run small blocks?
No, I'll run anything.
All right. Well, I'd like to try you, man.
Oh, okay. I got something for you. When you going to be down here?
No, I'm talking about up here, man. I'm running out the back door, cuz. You know how I do.
Okay, I'll run 8 miles. All right, we stop talking.
Yeah.
All right, let me know if Ground and Pound coming. And if they are, I want my get back ready.
Hey, Ben, did you try to run Ground and Pound at your race and they back down?
I ain't gonna say they bagged down. No, I'm not gonna say that. Johnny was driving the car, which is the owner, and you know Jeff usually drives. Johnny was driving and had it, and they had the car on horsepower, so it wouldn't, you know, it wasn't even set up to run nitrous, and Johnny was, and the owner was actually driving. That's like me getting back in the car. You know that ain't gonna happen, dog. Never.
Like Ronnie Brown's gonna have a few Northerners down there, huh?
Yeah. Now you know your homeboy Will and Bub said any small block matches car on no, they didn't say on 28. They said any small, I think they on 29. They said any small block matches car can get it.
Whoa. Tell Biz I'm looking for him. Hey. That's what Will just text me. I'm looking for him. You want me to get him on the line?
I don't know. I'm not going to lock him in. I got a race locked in that day.
Hey, Biz.
Yes, sir.
You got small block, one nice system on, right?
Who am I speaking with?
This baby boy, I was just asking you a question, bro.
Yeah, I'd like to know who I'm speaking with. Yeah, I got a small block, and I got a plate.
One nitrous system on, right?
I got a plate.
Okay. All right. That's all the thing I want to ask, bro.
Okay.
Will, I know you're listening. Text me. Is y'all going to Val Dawson?
Yeah, they said they're gonna be down here. They send word down here. They want any small block nitrous car.
Oh shit! Will ain't bullshit, huh?
Yeah. Now you know you can fix your mouth to say anything, Kimo.
Hey, Bia, that little Tony car was down there. You think y'all are tanking?
I'm not. You know, I'm locked in the run for the belt. I'm locked in the run for the belt. So I'm not going to say I'm not, but, you know, I am locked in the run for the belt. The main thing.
I just was talking shit. Now, I'm not saying this guy either. I'm just talking shit.
Well, you know, I'm going to be 100. You 100, I'm going to be 100 with you. I'm locked in the run for the belt. A lot of people say they don't care about the belt. I care about the belt. I want the belt. So.
But the belt gets the money.
If you got the belt, you're going to get the money. It's hand in hand.
Okay.
We ain't running for free.
Ground and Pound, man, where is Ground and Pound? I ain't heard him say nothing. Gunny must have opened none of them guys' mics.
I know. I got a call this morning about 9:29, telling me that Tony was running race cars yesterday. I did get that call. Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think he ran Cadillac. I ain't for sure.
Cadillac.
Yeah.
The back half.
Yeah, Cadillac Joe, man. Yeah, he ran Cadillac. Reese.
With what? His Mustang?
No, he ran Reese back half, man.
With what? With his Mustang?
with his Cadillac. I mean, with his GTI.
Did he get the? What did he get? He got the
brakes. He didn't get nothing, man. He ran that man head up. He went out.
Whoa! Tony, what he got? That's what he got. Too much money, man. God, dog. Did they bet money or was they for bragging rights?
Huh?
Yeah. They run for bragging rights or they run for money?
They ran for a nice little something too.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Damn. Wow.
Hey, wait a minute, man. Little Tony had no respect for Cadillac Joe. He went over there and ran some with a street car.
That's not a street car. Tony ain't got a street car. See, Skin broke it down like about a month ago. You got regular cars, you got street cars, you got race cars. Tony had a regular car. That was a regular car. Running a bit. A back half car, man. God, man, y'all lying, man. Y'all got to be lying, man. Let me call
hey,
Shorty.
Go on,
okay.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Go on Mist 1-2 and look at it. He did it.
Oh, wow.
Ben,
what's
up, man? Nobody trying to go, so that's why everybody tried to start doing something in the end.
Oh, man. Damn,
don't just disrespect Cadillac like that, did he? Huh. He must have told Cadillac, man, I don't lay on your stomach, Cadillac.
No, I put him on his stomach. And put some jack stands up for me.
That's what I do, baby.
I'm gonna say this here. This real talk. You run that out the back door. I'm your man. Look for me. Picture me rolling,
hey,
baby. Cadillac. 'Cause I'm coming too. That's all I got
Cadillac.
To say.
Hold on, Cadillac. This man just
what
rolled.
You talking about, Chemo? Chemo.
That man just
Chemo.
Rolled 300 miles to race you. He
no, hey, man, hold up, man. I just accommodated what he wanted. I gave what he wanted.
Why you ain't let the man leave or something?
Man, the man came over there and said he wanted to race. He came to me. I ain't coming to nobody, man. I'm working on my car. So, hey, man got what he got coming. That's all. Man, I'm here to get a check just like everybody else now. So, anybody that's out the south way, anybody out the south that go out the back door, I'm your man. Let's try. Let's have some fun.
I'm going to be your Huckleberry, too, man.
I want you to be my Huckleberry, baby. I want you to be my Huckleberry. I show you.
I'm going to go out that back door with you. I love that.
I like that. That's all. That's all I want to do. That's it.
Hey, Chemo, I got a call the other day. They told me my old car wasn't pretty good.
I don't know nothing about that, dude. Hey, dude, you do know that thing over in our stable, right?
And soon as Sub-Zero get back together, I'm going to tell them, just for fun, to go ahead and line up with you, knock your own off. Sub-Zero back together. It's going to be old. It's going to be old charity race.
Hold on, Lil Will say tell him I'm gonna get one. He say he's gonna get on one system for him.
You gonna get on one system for who?
For you.
Man, I don't care. Man, when we race, he can blow it all. I don't care.
Oh shit.
He never handicapped his car for me.
Man, y'all need to lock that in somewhere.
Yeah, we will.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah, must have hung up. Fell off.
Yeah, he must have ran in the bushes.
Why?
Hey, because I'm on the line. He don't want none of this action here. He's scared to go out the back door. Kind of
like you a jokester, man.
Hey, Kimo,
I can't believe you do my man like that, man. But
hey,
I'm,
man,
I'm coming
hey,
over
Kimo,
there to get some
hey,
kids
Kimo,
back, man.
Hey, Kimo, I'm going to be looking for you. I'm going to give you some, I'm going to send you back there with some preparation H2, baby, with a couple of nuts in your mouth. Yeah, uh-huh.
Mr. Cadillac, you over there running a street car with a full blown race car. I bet you didn't get that far away from
wait a minute, Kimo. Kimo, it don't matter what high went down, Kimo. I went down through that. I cut the W on, man. I engaged. Hey, I did not do like somebody else I know got scared and ran home.
Hey,
so
hey,
I ain't do that. So what you talking about,
you
Kimo?
They say you beating on your chest and you beat a daily driver.
I ain't beating on, man, look at here, man. It's like this here. A race is a win is a win. Get down. Whoever want to get next in line, line up. Let's go.
I bet he won't want junior cop like that.
You said what? You said what? I said you won't run junior car either. You ain't even got a car. Get on you some roller skates and see what you can do. You always on somebody's jack. You on these nuts. You better not bite.
Yeah. Hey, you know Junior coming over there to cop, boy.
Well, whatever Junior come with, I'm gonna accommodate it. We can try something. Ain't nobody, hey, man. It's about having some fun and racing, man. That's what I built it for.
Hey,
$200 he won't go.
You got what?
I got 200 say if Junior come over, he ain't gonna run Junior.
I tell you what, man, make it 2,000 to you. And we gonna
see. Oh, hold on, you gonna want junior car head up out the back door with your blue car.
Man, I'll run you out the back door with my blue car.
There you go. Hey Kimo,
hey,
you see that reverse game on.
All right, Cadillac, I'm gonna have to give you a call, boy. I'm gonna lock you in with Junior. I'm gonna see when you'll be available.
Let me see when you're available. Call me up. Let me check my schedule. Let me see if I can pitch you in my schedule.
Yeah,
baby. It's like this here, man. Get out. Let's play.
Wait.
Hey, you heard what I said, Kimo? Kimo, you heard what I said, baby.
Birthday bash is.
Man, the birthday bash, I'm going to be there, baby. I'm going to have all the lieutenants there with me. I'm going to have all the lieutenants there. I'm going to bring my fleet with me. Don't worry about the blue car. I got more than one car. That's just my throw around. I got some for Junior. I ain't studying what you talking about, Kimo. Get down.
Hey, when is the birthday bash?
Man, now, did you understand that, Kimo?
Did you need some concert over there? Hey, man, listen. I'm going to try my damn to get this car done. I'm trying to get that 2,000.
You say what?
I'm going to try to get this car done. I'm going to come get that 2,000 out of you, boy.
You come on, baby. I want to see you go, boy.
You don't see me go fast, right in
my hey, Kimo, I don't believe you can go fast, Kimo.
Okay.
Hey, I'm going to put my new car right in your mouth. I'm going to leave you with your jaw hanging and trying to pick it up, baby.
I want to race you with that car you race little Tony with.
No, I got something else coming, baby. I got something else out here. I got about four of them.
I want to race that blue car that you
you got to get how would you say in line to run that car. You ain't got your number ain't came up yet, Kimo. You got to be on the line to do that one.
Cadillac, whatever number you had, you bet that bitch was disconnected.
You said what?
Whatever number you had on, it was disconnected.
No, never that, baby. If you want to get out, we can get out with it. Ain't no doubt. But you got to write your number. You want to get in line? I can put you in line. Ain't no problem. But you got to wait your turn.
Tyler, you know you shouldn't have been on here beating on your chest. You got to.
I ain't beating on my chest, man. Hey, look at here. It's like this here. It don't matter that you got to the circle. It's that you in the circle. That's all it is. I am the circle, baby. Check me out. I just started. Watch this. That's all I'm going to say to you, squares. Y'all sidewalk to the lack. Watch yourself.
Hey, listen. I'm sure Junior and them got that Ford Ford what the hell is they come over here with? Would you race that car?
Man, I guess I might race that car. I'll race that car.
That's a big negative.
I ain't no big, that's a big, you know what? Hey, Daddy, put a sock in it. You ain't going to do nothing, man. You just give me my money. Get out there and do your dance, baby. Do your dance for the lag, baby. Show me how you work it, Danny.
Hey, Cadillac. Hey, Cadillac, you better not say.
Mr. Cadillac, wait a minute, Kimo. Kimo, check this out, baby. It's Mr. Cadillac to you. When you address your pimp, you say Mr.
Cadillac. Junior, is Junior still on the line?
You say what?
Who's saying something? Hold up. Who's saying something about the photo? Who want it?
Oh, Cadillac.
Cadillac, you must have got something with smaller tires on it, man. Don't do that.
Hey, what's going on, baby?
What's going on, Cadillac? Don't bring no weak game to a strong player, baby. Don't do that.
Never no weak, baby. I'm strong as it can be, baby. I'm letting you know. I got something coming that I look for that photo. I ain't studying that photo.
With it looks like that.
29. On the 29. Yes, sir.
It's a strong
block. I don't just have one car. It's a big block because I'm
small,
big, baby, all the way through.
Okay. Well, guess what? If you're a big block on 29, I got something that look like you. Cadillac, when you coming?
When I need to come. Y'all coming up here? I run out the back door. I don't run the 8th mile.
Ray, stop in language. I'm finna go back on mute.
All right, baby, do your thing. Get on mute when grown folks is talking now.
Yeah, for quarter mile. But I got a small block. But get what? I got a small block that I'm going to get right up there. Stop suspension. You
I don't
got
care.
29.
Hey,
Cadillac, listen to my gamble. I got a small block I'm going to put on your ass, and I'm going to see if you're a Cadillac or do you ride in Texas.
You say what?
I say I got a little small block I'm going to stick on you. And you bring that grocery getter with the big block and the 29 because you're a big guy. I just want you to have a big pot.
Oh man, ain't no problem. I got enough friends I can bring. Ain't no problem. So long as y'all up here.
Cadillac. Okay. Out the back door, the front door, or the side door.
Which
door you want to go through.
I'm going out the back. That's all I'm saying.
I ain't heard you locked up in. That man say he coming to that Thursday, man.
I ain't locked
nothing
in. Wait a minute. Hold on, Kimo. I told the man he come up here on the AC.
October, man, my car's ready, it's going on. They look like they almost soaked. So if it's ready, it's going down. I ain't tired of y'all, man. Tired of y'all, man. Y'all come to the track, you drive 2-3 hours to get to the track and sit up there and look pretty. Man, I'm trying to go. That's all I got to say. And I'm on mute, man. I'm going to show you how we used to do it back in the day, baby. Line up. I don't care if you got a big tap, small tap, as long as you got a motor. I don't care how big your small motor is. Get out. That's all I'm saying, baby. I'm going to show you how to race, man. Y'all don't race, man. Y'all want somebody to give you something. They ain't going to give you nothing but a crab. Mess with me. Bring your checkbook. And I mean cash. That's all I'm going to say, Steve. Cadillac on me.
Cadillac, you're talking good, baby. Hey, Cadillac.
Would you bet enough money where they have gas money? You know, it's like this here. If you got the gas and you got some time, come on up, let's play. That's all.
Okay. So kind of like you said, you bet over three.
You say what?
I ain't talking about. You bet over 3,000, yeah, kind of like.
Man, look at here, man. It ain't about how much you bet, it's that you bet, baby. Come on.
I'm saying, you know, when people come up from the south to try to race, they want to at least make
money. Look at here. We got enough cats up here, man, that can accommodate. That's all I'm saying, baby.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, do they believe in you, Cadillac? They got to believe in you.
Oh, hey, you know what? You know what? The crew I run with, I don't worry about that, because it's covered. That's all I got to say.
Okay, you got me, Cadillac. I'm just trying to see, you know. You went over there and beat up on, you done beat up on LT with this motherfucking.
I ain't beat up on nobody yet, man. I ain't beat up on nobody, man. I just gave somebody what they wanted. They wanted to race. I said, come on, let's go. I undressed my car and let's go, let's race. I don't care. Everybody else up there just looking. You got all these cats in the pit, got these fast cars. They ain't doing nothing, man. They ain't doing nothing. Man, get down. Get down. Only thing somebody going to do is win or lose. That's it. As long as you engage, baby, that's all.
Man,
I'm ready to play. I'm ready to play, Kimo. I want to play with you, Kimo. As soon as you get out, Kimo, I'm gonna play with you. I'm gonna show you how I got something. I'm gonna play with you real good with.
I hope you got some big titties. I like fucking home with big titties.
Hey, Kimo. She got some big ones too, Kimo. She got some big ones. She got what they call hooters, baby, hooters.
Sound like you wasn't trying to run down on your level over there. You throw the pick
and roll. Hey man, whatever you want to call it. Hey, let me say this to you, man, and to all the cats out there, man. It ain't what you do, it's that you do, man. You engage, man. If a proposition comes to you, it's money. Man, money is green in my camp. Let's go. Okay, who is? You got a Volkswagen. You think you can win? I think I can win. Let's get out. Get to the lights, man. Get in the lights. Guess what? Get tunnel vision and get in there and see who get out there. Whoever turned the W on, baby, it's all good. Cadillac, say something slick for him, baby. Say something slick Hold on. Cadillac ain't got to say, I ain't slick. I'm just a brother trying to go. I respect the game. Get down. Let's race. Y'all guys stipulate you got to have this tie, that tie. Man, where I come from, the area I come from, man, I don't care if you got a 1495 and I got a 26 on. Nigga, get down. If I think I can win like you think you can win, get down. I don't care. All these cats, they got a stipulation. You got one cat talking about you got to have a small block to race me. I ain't got no small block. What happens if, as long as you got a motor? You went to the store and bought what you wanted. You're trying to trick because they got small block just as big as big block.
Come on, man.
Cadillac.
Get out.
Cadillac. Cadillac, you got a show. You got a show still.
Man, I'm still on the air, man.
Okay. Well, what day? What day?
My show is on Friday. Clocks off, baby. Friday night. Cadillac, baby boy. Friday night. Here, put the number. I'm gonna put the number out there. It's 347-850-1016 at 8 o'clock. Check us out.
What's
you gonna
Cadillac?
Put something
what
on your mind?
Is
you say
the clown
what?
Show? Is it called the clown show?
You know what? See, you know what?
Is it
see,
called
it's
Bozo
a, you
the
know,
clown?
I don't get into that. See, I don't get into all that kind of talk you talk, Timo. But you're the sweetest clown I ever seen, though. Because you know what?
Kelly.
Hey.
Tomorrow.
Hey, you Kelly, know what,
I'm going to call in Friday. I'm going to see tomorrow if we can get this thing done before October. What did he say? 18?
Yeah.
If we can, I'm going to lock your ass in Friday on your show.
Well, I tell you what I want you to do. When you call in, I want you to lock 3 on the sky. That's what I want you to do. Now, I'm gonna see if y'all can bring it. Check me out.
3 on what, Kevin?
3 on the sky. Do I need to say any more? Now you know what that is. Come on, baby. I wanna play. I'm the new sheriff in town, baby. I'm finna take it over.
Kellett.
Will it out.
As you want that.
Will it out.
Yeah, come on with it, man. What's happening?
Yeah.
You want to lock Cadillac in for the 18th?
You have to come out there. I got something going on. I can't tell you what it is right now, Ty.
Oh, okay.
Hey, call me out there. I'll tell you.
Not this one, dog. Next one.
I know, you're talking about that little Tony's birthday thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
Cadillac, I'm trying to, if they tell me we can have my car done by the 18th, boy, I'm gonna rip your motherfucking tongue out your mouth, boy.
Hey, you know what? Hey, that's your prerogative, bro. Come on with it. I won't try to do that, but that won't happen, bro. You ain't got enough marbles to get down with me, boy. You a boy. You heard me?
Well, I always was told I was a boy until I swung that stick. I turned into a grown motherfucking man, boy.
I can't tell nothing you done swung. You done turned into nothing. As far as I know, you still a pumpkin. So now, when you get your weight up, holler at the light, baby, because the wood is on the curve, chilling with the freaks in the back.
Right on, hey, when I swing my stick, I put it right on the lip.
Yeah, okay. Hey, whatever you say, Kimo, I don't believe you. You get your car right, look for me. But this one thing I want you to do, picture that W on my side, say Cadillac, baby, I did it again. Check me out. That's all.
Cadillac. I'm going to see what we got in store for next month. If I can't swing my stick, I got one to swing the stick, go out that back door, go out that front door, side door, whatever, like Type Man say, whatever door you want to go with.
Hey, just like I say, man, whatever you want to come with, we're going to be able to accommodate you. That's all I'm saying,
Cadillac,
bro.
We're going to lock you to a Pacific tie-in. We're going to swing that stick on your ass.
Well, if that's what you think you can do, lock it in, baby. I told you what to lock in with me, Keller. Killer. Since you claim you want to be that, but I think you're mush mouse if you really want to know what I think about you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't believe you're going to do nothing. I believe you're a real sweet huckleberry, baby. You're a sweet huckleberry.
Cadillac, you been drinking today?
You all right? Why I got to be drinking? No, I ain't had nothing to drink. I've been
I mean, you know what I've really been doing? I've been praising the Lord all day, and God has been so good to me. Man, I'm just happy. If that's that's wrong, then I'm going to be right.
Yeah.
That's right to me.
Okay.
I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. But it's time, when it's time for you to get down, boy, when it's time for you boys to get down, watch the light.
Yeah.
Don't move. Don't move. Then you won't get hurt. I want to hurt. I'm going to hurt your feelings now.
Cadillac. You say your name Cadillac or Cadillac? Which one is it? Cadillac, Cadillac, or Cadillac?
Man, look at here, man. So you come with that Cadillac jab, man. I told you ain't nobody, man.
Okay,
you still a little huckleberry, man. You still a little huckleberry, boy.
Cadillac, I'm just Googling your name.
It's Mr. Cadillac to you, boy. It's Mr. Cadillac to you. Don't you forget that. It's Mr.
Okay, I just Googled. I got it back. It says, Mr. Cadillac got kicked out of the insane clown posse because he was a
Hey, I got your clown with these nuts on it.
Yeah, it said.
Hey, Kimo, one thing I want to know about you, Kimo, is this here. Is you going to drag your car? That's all I want to know.
Cadillac, are you racing me or the car?
I want to race you.
Oh, okay. Well, you ain't going to never get a chance to do that one, Cadillac. I don't drive a race.
Well, we can't do nothing then. I want to race you, Kimo, because of what you said before.
Hey, this man on the two-step.
You say what?
You on the two-step now. You talking about who got to drive and what
man,
time.
I ain't on no two-step, man. Kimo, check the radio. Me and you supposed to race, Kimo. You supposed to drag your car. You told me what you was going to do to me. With you driving, Kimo, that's the race I want, Kimo. That's the race I want with you, Kimo.
You can get everything you're looking for. You drive that little blue car. Drive that blue car that you raced little Tony with.
Okay. You say I got everything in drag race, I drive the blue car.
I really want to run you with my other car.
That's what I want to run you with, Kimo. I want to break it in off on you.
Cadillac, you want me to start off with
you got a ghost car. I ain't seen your car. You got a new car. I got a new car, so what's ghost about it? We both got two new cars. What's up?
Okay.
I got four cars.
Hey, Cadillac, I'm going to tell you how my car shit. Everything the same. It's just a newer car.
I told you how I'm sitting. I'm sitting on 29s with a big block. That's what I'm riding on, baby.
What kind of car, Cadillac?
Huh? It's a Dodge.
It's a Dodge and
a Malibu. I got a Malibu, too.
You got big block Dodge.
I got all big block cars.
Hemi motor.
And I got a Mustang.
Is it Hemi motor?
I got a Variety. Yes, sir.
Is it Hemi motor?
One got a Hemi in it. Yeah, one got fans on it. I got two twins on one on the Mustang. Mustang got twins. Yeah, I got twins, bro. I'm not playing with y'all, man. I keep trying to tell y'all, man. Y'all don't want none of me. I'm gonna do something to y'all, man. I'm gonna make y'all respect the game, baby.
Like, soon as I get my car done, I'm gonna run your Mustang with twins on, cause you don't know how to tune nice if that's known for motherfucking twins.
Well, you know what? You're right. I don't, but I know enough to whoop you. I know enough to whoop you, Kimo.
Yeah.
Don't get silent now. I can't hear you, Kimo.
I'm talking to a fool.
Sound like you got birds in the back.
Yeah. Guys, I'm calling you a lot. You in the show.
You say what?
look for you and lock me in on your show. Show you how much respect I got for you.
Man, if that's what you feel you ready to do, call me. Man, call me, bro.
Call
I'm accommodate you, man. Ask me whatever you want to ask, Timo.
Uncle Larry be on your show.
Who?
Uncle Larry.
Do Uncle Larry be on my show? Is that what
Uncle
you said?
Larry be on your show, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He be on my show.
He can't be on your show that day I lock me in.
What you mean he can't be on my show when you lock me in? What do you say?
I don't want to show Uncle Larry how disrespectful I am.
Well, if you call my show disrespect, guess what, Kimo? Mute, down you go. You kicked off.
Kyle,
you don't come on my. I don't come on your show disrespected. Don't disrespect mine. That's
no,
real
I'm
talk.
Disrespect, I'm going to disrespect you by locking your ass in.
Man, you can lock me in. Also, you just,
no,
you just
look,
keep it stay
no,
humble.
No,
like you are now, stay humble, bruh. Stay humble. Don't try to be a gorilla because you're not a gorilla, Kimo.
Hey, Kelly. Well, I ain't
yes,
gonna
sir.
Call your show since you see you know what, Cal, you type of motherfucker got a little authority and kind of like to use. You got a little show and get people to button. I ain't calling.
Man, you know what, man? You know what? You know what? I'm gonna tell you like this here, Kimo. when you get yourself when you get your man right, holler at the light, baby.
These motherfuckers get these shows and like to abuse their power and shit.
Man, look at here. The show don't make me, man. I make me, bruh.
Hey, I ain't
you understand what I'm saying? You ain't got to call my
guy,
show.
Guy.
You ain't call my you show and all this time. Don't worry about calling my
show,
Kimo.
Got the little man complex. Well, you stick your chest out when you get.
You know what, Kimo. You ain't got to stroke it like that, Kimo. Kimo, all you got to do is get yourself to the line, Kimo. That's all you got to do. I told you before. I'm gonna blow your back out,
man. You ain't.
I'm gonna bring
man,
that belt out. I'm gonna whoop your tail, Kimo. That's what I'm gonna do to
you. You barely blew little Tony back out with everyday
drive. I sure did. I barely beat him, but it's one thing about it. I cut the W on. That's what's more important to me. You understand what I'm saying?
Will you run that same car back with his race car?
You say what now?
Will you run that same race back with his race car?
Oh, well, he got a race car. If I like what I see, yeah.
Oh, man.
I give him a race.
Like me.
See?
You ain't
what
no
you
gorilla.
Say, Kimo?
You ain't no gorilla. I thought you were a gorilla.
Man, I ain't say I was no gorilla, man. I'm just trying to race, man. Man, you look like a gorilla. You couldn't get out the window for trying to put the banana in your mouth. You know, you are the guy that they talk about the banana in the tailpipe. You are that guy, Kimo.
Mm-hmm.
Banana in the tailpipe.
Put the banana right in your tailpipe. As soon as I get this car done, I'm put it right up in your tailpipe.
Kimo, I doubt that very serious, Kimo. Kimo, check this out here, dude. I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I really don't care how you take it, Kimo. Lay down on your stomach, get your two jack stands. You better not put the banana in the tailpipe again.
Put it right in your tailpipe, Cadillac.
I doubt that.
Yeah. See if you like a little yellow tail hanging out your head.
You say what?
I'm going to see if you like a little yellow tail hanging out your head. I doubt that, people. Hey, Cadillac, I'll catch you later, man. You ain't trying to lock nothing in for real.
Keep me on time. You trying to lock in. Because you're off a lip. That's all you're trying to do, Kimo. Everything goes right, Kimo. I'm going to see you on the 18th, boy. I'm going to blow your nuts out. Thank you.
Yeah. Bring it down there from
Thank you.